Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
FCA US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by First Alert, Trex Rain Escape, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be with you on this beautiful spring day to help you tackle the projects that you want to get done around your house, wherever you live, house, apartment, co-op, condo, yurt. We don't care if you've got a place you call home and you want to decorate it, you want to improve it, you want to make it more functional, more comfortable, more efficient, more fun. You are in the right place because that's what we do, and we love to talk with you about your projects. But your job, your first job on that to-do list is to call us. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, whether you have a green thumb or need to hire out the job, sprucing up your landscaping is a great way to step up your space. We're going to have tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan for a beautiful exterior to your home.
And Zillow says an outdoor living space is the most popular feature for today's home buyers. If you've got an elevated deck, you can double your functional outdoor space with an underdeck drainage system. We're going to explain how adding one can open up a lot of possibilities for this formerly wet and damp space.
And when it comes to spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored, it's the shades. That's because today's cellular pleated shades are delicate. So we're going to share some tips on how to clean those shades without damaging them and freshen up your space at the same time.
But before we get to what we want to talk about, we want to hear what you want to talk about. Whether you're planning a small decor project or maybe diving into a full-blown renovation, we've got you covered.
That's right. From fixing leaks to sprucing up your space, we're here to help you every step of the way. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It'll come right to us, and we will get back to you with an answer. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to New York State, where we've got Joe on the line who's dealing with a driveway issue. What's going on?
Yes, I had a driveway put in, maybe 5-6 years ago, an asphalt driveway, and it's developing what's called, what I call bird baths in it.
Bird baths, yes, of course, sunken in areas where the water collects, right? Yeah.
Yeah, where you park, not so much where you drive up and down the driveway, but where you park. One area in particular has quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if there was something new on the market that can be filled in with, traveled in. We do have it sealed, you know, every other year.
Right.
So, that doesn't fill in that area. But I didn't know if there was something new on the market that could be used for.
Yeah, Yeah, certainly. So first of all, it's a shame that you had this done 5 years ago and you're getting these kinds of sags. I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that there are a lot of different ways to mix up asphalt. And what I hear from asphalt contractors is most people want to have a very smooth, attractive driveway, but that's not the strongest driveway. The driveway mixes that have more rock in them, more chips in them, they're a little stronger. So usually they try to split the difference, but it ends up where we get some driveways that are soft and you get these types of settled sort of potholes in that space. So there's a common product called Blacktop Patch. It's made by a number of different manufacturers, and you basically follow the directions, but it'll have you scuff up that sunken area as it is now. Make sure you get any moss or mildew out of that. Make sure it's not wet. And then you'll apply the patch there, and you'll tamp it down and let it dry. So you do that in all of those sunken in areas, and then you reseal the whole surface, and it remains pretty invisible when you follow that procedure. You patch first, then you seal right over the patch, so it all looks the same when you're done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, does that come in a bag, or is it a pail?
It's pre-mixed. It's in a pail. I mean, you can buy a quart for maybe $15-$20. But I'm sure it comes in gallons and even 5-gallon tubs. I would look at the Quikrete patching compound. It's commercial grade. That's good stuff. And that should work for you.
Quikrete patching compound. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll check that out.
Good luck.
Lauren, Mississippi is dealing with a very humid home and has a lot of moisture in the walls. What's going on? Tell us about it.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house that could turn maybe to mold, mildew. What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I think it's a combination of things, Laura. I mean, first of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have ventilation fans, these would be in your bathrooms and also in your kitchen. Make sure, absolutely sure, they're venting outside and not recirculating moisture back into the house in the case of a recirculating, say, exhaust fan above your stove, or in the bathrooms, just dumping it like into the attic. Make sure it's moving that moisture outside. Now, if it's still excessively humid, there's a couple of things you can do outside your house. The more water that collects at the foundation of your house, the more moisture is going to end up on the inside of your house because it evaporates into that space. So make sure you're checking your gutters and your downspouts and getting that water away, making sure the soil slopes away. And then finally, if you're still having a lot of humidity issues, you can install a piece of equipment that is called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, it's not like the dehumidifiers that usually are, maybe 2 foot by 3 foot. They sit in the corner and they have like a little bucket and you have to like empty every now and again. It's not like that. A whole home dehumidifier fits into your HVAC system. It's installed professionally, but these things can take out like 90 to 100 pints of water a day. So hopefully some of those suggestions will help you dry up this house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, are you ready to dig up some dirt and spruce up your landscape? Well, we've got some tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to create a beautiful exterior for your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle a home improvement project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project or maybe remodeling your kitchen or bath or even just fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, hey guys, we have a terrific giveaway going out to one lucky listener. It's from First Alert. It's their 10-year battery, 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm. And I love this because this new First Alert detector we've got has got this precision detection system. It's advanced sensing technology, and that reduces cooking nuisance alarms. I'm not saying I'm a bad cook, but I'm just saying it's a good thing to have. You know, burnt toast or burnt chili, doesn't matter. It's going to reduce the nuisance alarms and focus in on providing early warning in the event you have a real fire emergency. It's also got 2-in-1 protection against both smoke and carbon monoxide. And best of all, it's got a 10-year sealed battery, so you never need to replace the battery. Use it for 10 years, you throw it away, and you get a new one. And we're also going to include a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector and a fire extinguisher, all from First Alert, for a total package value of $215. If you'd like to win those fine products from our friends at First Alert, reach out to us with your questions right now, because we're going to choose one listener drawn at random to send that First Alert package to. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Kevin from North Carolina on the line dealing with some creaky floors. What's going on?
We're a full basement. Okay. And the first on the floor there, I got, like, in the kitchen, I got 12-inch tiles on
okay.
the floor.
Okay.
And right where it gets a lot of pressure, it's like right in front of the refrigerator.
Right.
Where I guess everybody stands. And it's got, I'm hearing the creaky floor.
Okay.
It hasn't broken any grout yet or tiles, but I figured if I don't find a solution for that movement in the floor,
right.
the underflooring, I'm going to break grout and tile.
And do you have an exposed ceiling so you can see the floor joists?
Yes, it's the wooden I-beam floor joists.
TJIs, okay.
Yes.
All right, so what you do is you get a partner. I do this with cell phones. I always call my partner, and they're in one part of the house, and I'm in the other. And then slowly but surely start stepping on those areas where you're hearing that movement. And you're going to see in the basement where the floor is moving. And there's going to be probably a small amount of space between the top of the TJI and the underside of the plywood subfloor. Once you identify that, take shims. I like to use wood shingles, like undercourse, like cedar shingles. They're easy to cut and split. And you start to, you put a little glue in them, and you start to tap them into those spaces. Now, you don't want to overdo it, because you could, the opposite problem could happen. You could raise that tile and crack it that way. But you want to fill in those gaps from below.
Snug it up.
And snug it up, right. Honestly, I don't think it's going to put it off forever, but I think it will buy you some time. The fact that you've got movement now tells me that the base was not put down, properly. Whatever supporting that now, it should have been on a mud floor or something that was super stiff, like 3/4 inch plywood.
Right.
Because if you have large tiles like that and they're starting to move now, eventually they're going to crack.
Right.
And the other thing is that there's a membrane that goes under tiles now that helps with any movement of the tile. And so without that membrane there, you'll also continue to get some movement. But the way you fix those kinds of floors when they're moving and you got a finished floor on top is by shimming the space between the top of the TJI, in your case, the joist, and the underside of the plywood subfloor. Okay?
That all makes sense. I sure do appreciate the call back and help me with that. And that's exactly what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Well, landscaping is one of the most cost-effective improvements that a homeowner can make. But whether you are starting from scratch or you need a total yard makeover, planning that space on paper before you put your shovel in the ground definitely helps make sure that it comes out perfectly.
Yeah, now there are really four things to consider. First, what will the space be used for and by whom? I mean, are we talking about a kid's play space, a garden, a casual relaxed area, or a real showpiece? And next, you're going to want to prioritize your wish list. You want to compare your needs versus what you might like to have so you can make some practical decisions on which way to go.
Now, next, you've got to decide how much time you're willing to set aside for maintenance of this area. And this is a big one because the best laid plans will not pan out if you are not willing to put in the time and the effort to maintain it. And of course, budget. Budget is a huge factor here. So how much do you want to spend on that project and how much do you want to spend on that maintenance to, you know, keep it looking great all those years to come?
You know, landscaping is really one of the best ways to quickly increase a home's value with relatively little cost. Even just planting some colorful flowers and landscaping beds, grooming your lawn, or adding potted plants can create a drastic transformation and a higher perceived value. And now's the time to do it. While we're still smack dab in spring, plan that landscaping, make some improvements, and you're going to really have the entire summer and fall to enjoy it.
Now we've got Nicole from Connecticut on the line who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What is going on?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in. Through
okay.
the basement floor?
There's two things I'm thinking that could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And water hammer occurs when some of those plumbing pipes in the basement are loose. If they're not well attached to the wood framing, you know, usually the ceiling joists in this example, then when you open up a faucet and then or close a faucet or flush a toilet, that water movement through the pipe suddenly stops. But sometimes the force continues to shake the pipe, and that is what we call the water hammer. And because they're metal pipes, they tend to transmit that sound quite effectively all over the house. You know, we get calls from folks that makes them so miserable because if somebody goes to the bathroom, you can hear it in the dining room during dinner because
yes.
the pipes are making such a racket. So water hammer is one possibility, but because you also have a well, it might also be that what you're hearing is the well pump go on and off. Now, it shouldn't go on and off every time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So the expansion tank basically holds the water, and then you sort of feed off of this tank when you draw water, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So I would just tell you to do a test. Have mom or you stand in one location, the other person near the well, and then run some faucets and turn them on and off and so on, and see if it is that the well is going on every time it draws water, because that's not supposed to happen. That's a lot of wear and tear on the well pump. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy, and if you had the right type of tank in there next to it, that could stop that from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be water hammer. And again, you can secure those pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. Or in the worst case scenario, there's also a plumbing component called a water hammer arrestor, which you could think of as a shock absorber. And it goes on the end of some of those water pipelines and basically takes some of that excessive pressure and settles it down so it doesn't shake the pipe as much.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
We've got Jay from Virginia on the line who's got a wiring question. What's going on?
Well, I just recently purchased the old family home place.
Awesome.
Built in 1950, actually mm-hmm. Built by my grandparents. When I say built it, I mean they built it other than the bricks. I'm looking to do some updating. The house is very good structurally. We've recently replaced the old oil furnace with, you know, modern heat pump and everything. So we're good to go there, but the main part of the house still has the original non-grounded 1950s wiring in it.
Okay.
There is an addition in the back that was added about 30 years ago, and at that time, 200-amp service was brought in, and I guess a modern circuit breaker. So everything just kind of is subfed from that into the house. So I had an electrical contractor come in last week, look around, and I was thinking all the wiring would just need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. He said if the wiring itself isn't causing you problems, then he would advise to just simply put arc fault circuits in the breaker.
Yep.
And maybe split out a couple of circuits if needed, and I should be okay. And I wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, you're dealing with a real professional there. That's excellent advice. I mean, your wiring is grounded through the neutral, the 1950s wiring, but doesn't have a separate third ground wire. But what he's suggesting is a very common application where essentially, if you put the arc fault breaker, which for those that are unfamiliar, a ground fault detects diversion of current to ground source, which is what happens if you're getting a shock. And an arc fault does that, plus it monitors the wiring for overheating and turns it off. So that's a really smart thing to do. And by putting it at the panel, it can be wired in such a way that it covers the entire circuit. So that is a smart thing. It's going to save you some money and make the house a lot safer.
Sounds great. So once he does that work, if I get that done, then I can go to the outlets. And I have replaced them over the last few months with brand new two-prong outlets, but could I then replace those with three-prong and be safe?
No, because you don't have three-prong outlets. You don't have a third wire, so you're always going to have the two-prong outlets.
Okay. Got it. Sounds great.
Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much.
Now we've got Tina in Tennessee on the line who has a roofing issue at her money pit. What's going on?
Yes, we need to replace the shingles. Some of them come off, and it's an older home, two-story, and it's got plywood under there, and then the shingles. So I didn't know. I kind of wanted to put a metal roof back on, and I was wanting to know, do you have to take the shingles off all the way down to the plywood, or would it be better? You know, sometimes they do that and strip that with planks or plywood or whatever, or would it be better to remove all that, or could I leave it on, or how's the best way?
So, I mean, I think a contractor will tell you you can leave the shingles on, but I think it's a bad idea. There's no purpose for them to be there. What they tend to act as sort of like a heat sink. You'll get a lot hotter roof as a result of that, and then that heat radiates down through the house, increases your air conditioning costs. If you leave a layer of shingles on and put asphalt on top of that, then the upper layer of roof shingles don't last nearly as long as the original because now, again, they're just being heated an excessive amount of time. So I would recommend that you go right down to the plywood. Metal roofs are always a great choice. They are a lifetime roof. They're very expensive. But once you do it, and if you do it right, you pretty much never have to replace that roof. Or if you want to try to, you know, just go with a roof that's going to last you, say, 20, 25 years, I would take those old shingles off, and I would put a good quality asphalt shingle back on there and then just enjoy the next quarter century with that roof.
If I put the metal roof on, I still need to probably take the shingles off.
I recommend that. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. It's May, you guys. What kind of spring projects are you working on to get your Money Pit in tip-top shape? Well, whatever it is, we can definitely lend a hand. Coming up, an outdoor living space is a popular feature for today's home buyers. If you have an elevated deck, adding the Trex Rain Escape system can totally dry out that space underneath and open up a lot of possibilities for your outdoor enjoyment. We're going to explain how this works next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
At the same time, as we know, when President Biden decides that he's going to do something stupid, there is no one that's going to get in his way of accomplishing stupid.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's an improvement you want to take on. If you've got one to do, but you don't know where to start, or you're stuck in the middle, reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we're going to head over to Yuma, Arizona, where Garland is on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was filling the batteries on my golf cart on my concrete, and it over full, and there was some battery acid on my concrete, and I sprayed some water, but it looked like it stained a little. Is there any way I can remove that stain?
Do you have any finish on the concrete now? Is it painted or anything of that nature?
No, it's not painted, no.
Well, now would be a great time to do that.
You know, okay.
I don't think structurally it has any effect on it, but when you do like an epoxy paint for concrete slabs for garages, typically what you would do is you would use an acid wash first. It usually comes in the kit.
So you've already started.
Yeah, so you started, right. You're, I mean, you're partway there.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And also, you will find that a painted garage floor with epoxy paint is beautiful and easy to clean.
It's outside under my carport.
Yeah, that's totally fine as well. But you'll find that painted concrete, if you use an epoxy paint, there are also terrazzo finishes now for concrete that are gorgeous. It just looks great, and it's a lot easier to clean. So what I would do is I would take a look at the products that are made by Deich Coatings. It's D-A-I-C-H, DeichCoatings.com. They are a leader in the space. Their products are very well made, family business, and we love them.
Okay.
And you'll find them also at Lowe's and Home Depot. But go to DeichCoatings.com, take a look at the website, and you'll be able to see the variety of coatings that you can choose from.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Garland. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to talk about plaster wall finishes with Diane from Tennessee. What's going on?
Hi, I want to do a Venetian plaster effect in my movie room.
Okay.
And I bought the product from Lowe's with Valspar, so I'm not sure if it's a true Venetian plaster, but it's supposed to be probably an easier way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I should do it on a focal wall only or do the whole room or if that would be too much.
Leslie, what is Venetian plaster in its original form?
What are we talking about? I believe that it's plaster with the color tinted into it, and when you put it on, it's sort of burnished in a way. So you get areas with like a shine, and then you get areas that are, I don't want to say porous, but they kind of look like you skipped a spot, you know, but I guess porous is the right answer. So you've got areas that look almost like coral, where it's like kind of rough and pocky, and then you've got some that are super polished. So it's a technique in the product and how you put it up.
So does it provide a texture or is it pretty much flat?
It's kind of a combination of both because in the areas where you've got the smooth, shiny, burnished parts, that's super flat. And then right next to it where you have these sort of like openish spots, while it's flat, it still has like almost divots in it. So it's kind of a mix of two textures in the process of install.
And you know why I'm asking that? Because I can't tell you, Diane, how many calls we get on the show about textured surfaces that people are tired of and they want to get rid of. And it's hard, you know?
I mean, it's beautiful, and it's a finish that if you like and you're going to be in that house and it's a process that you're willing to either learn how to do or pay the expense of having it installed for you and you're going to enjoy it, I say go for it. I mean, I've seen it more popular several years ago. I don't really know of its popularity currently, but it is a very specific look, and the color can be sort of rich and muted at the same time, if that makes sense, because of the burnishing. It really is a lovely finish.
I'm thinking I just want to do maybe two focal walls instead of the whole room, but that's what I wanted your advice if you had anything to add to that.
Is this something you're doing yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to find that it's definitely a trial and error. Maybe do some work on a sample piece of drywall that you've sort of prepped first to sort of get that technique down so that you feel comfortable before you apply it to your walls. And then I would definitely keep it as a focal wall or an area above wainscoting or something like that, depending on the room. But definitely try a sample part first and make sure you're comfortable with the process and you're happy with the results.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, according to Zillow, a functional outdoor living space is the most sought-after amenity among today's home buyers. And if you have an elevated deck, you can actually double your functional outdoor space by putting in an under-deck drainage system.
Yeah, definitely, because without a drainage system, that area becomes so gross. It's like damp and moldy and muddy.
Yeah, it's like a no man's land. You really can't use it.
Yeah, it's really no good. But if you have or are planning to build an elevated deck, a good underdeck system to consider is Trex Rain Escape. Now, it's going to create a dry, usable space beneath an elevated deck and extends the life of your deck by protecting the foundation from moisture damage and decay. And the way it works is really interesting. Now, the system has an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that all work together to capture rain and funnel it away from your deck. And that's going to keep the space underneath dry so that you can use it as a patio or extra storage or pretty much whatever.
Yeah. Now, I've looked at a number of these systems, Leslie, over the years, and they're not all the same. Most drainage systems install below the joists of the deck, and that leaves the wood and the metal structure exposed to the elements. I mean, the water has to fall through the deck boards and to get to the drainage that's underneath. The difference here with Trix Drainscape is it installs above the joist, between the framing and the deck boards on the deck surface, and that allows it to protect that entire substructure. So we're talking about the floor joists, the hardware, the joist brackets, all the important parts, and then keeps that space beneath the deck safe from water penetration.
Now, once protected, that space beneath the deck can be enclosed for storing lawn and garden equipment, pool toys, yard games, or you can even outfit it with furnishings and accessories to create an outdoor room that you can use. You can even run gas or electrical lines safely between that deck surface and the soffit ceiling so that you can power lighting, a ceiling fan, a grill, an appliance, pretty much whatever.
It's a total outdoor room. It's really pretty neat. The Trex Drainscape system is easy and efficient to install on a new deck or when deck boards are being replaced. You basically only need three tools. I mean, a utility knife, a staple gun, and a caulk gun. So it doesn't get any easier than that. It's backed by a 25-year limited warranty, and it's available through specialty decking dealers as well as online through Lowe's and the Home Depot. Go to TrexDrainscape.com to find a dealer near you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when you're spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored is the window shades, mostly because today's cellular or pleated shades are kind of delicate. So we're going to have some tips on how you can clean those shades without damaging them next.
You live in a money pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this. For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer all your home improvement projects like a pro? Well, that's what we do. We help you every single week on the Money Pit Podcast. Whether you're sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, this podcast is your ultimate guide to success. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, Leslie, we've got a great giveaway this hour, right?
Yeah, we sure do. We've got the First Alert 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm, and it's great to have a combo unit, and it's even better to have one with a 10-year battery built right into it, so you don't have to worry about when you have to change a battery or every time changing the battery. Just literally write the date on the side so you remember 10 years from now, time for a new one. It's going to give you 2-in-1 protection against both smoke and carbon monoxide. It will definitely help keep your family safe. And we're also including a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector home fire extinguisher from First Alert for a total package value of $215.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it by reaching out to us with your questions. We will pick one name in a Money Pit hard hat, and if it's you, we'll send the First Alert package right along. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Heading up to the Northeast, where we've got Bob in Connecticut on the line dealing with a carport issue. What's going on?
I have a sump pump hole, you know, attached to a swamp in the back, and I have to really think about a way of sealing that area because there is a pipe that comes from the swamp area and floods my carport. And there are also cracks in the flooring of the floor.
Of the carport?
Yes.
Okay.
And it might be a very thinly, you know, laid out area of concrete, so I can't really say it's drivable. You can drive on it, but
right.
There are cracks, there are hairline cracks to seal. So it's a two-sided type of issue. And then, of course, along the edge of the area, which goes up against the concrete walls, you have that kind of, you know, seepage. So you got seepage issues as well as flood issues. And it just, I called because I wanted to see what you recommend to seal that, you know, sump area.
So, Bob, let me help clarify this. You've named a number of things. So you have a carport. The concrete in the carport surface is questionable, as you mentioned, maybe fairly thin, has cracks in it. You also mentioned you have a sump pump. Is the sump pump inside your house foundation or is it outside?
Outside. You know, in the carport.
Sump area in the carport, so where there's like a hole where a pump could be installed?
Yes.
Okay, and you're discharging this, you said, out into a marsh. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have a check valve on the carport, on the sump discharge? You know what a check valve is? It's a one-way valve, so water goes one way, but it can't back up.
There is no check valve like that. All it is like corrugated piping or solid piping.
Okay, so if you're telling us that water is backing up into that sump through the same pipe that you're pumping it out, you need a check valve for that. If you're telling me that water is running from the swamp area, so to speak, towards the house, then there's another way to intercept that. Is that a condition that you're seeing as well?
Well, yeah, there's no check valve. It's just piping that was, I think, towed with debris.
Right.
That's it. I could even put a lot of concrete down there and seal it.
No, you're not going to stop the water from getting in there. You can't really seal it. You got to manage the water. So If that pipe is not free flowing, that's the place I would start, and I would put a check valve in there so the water can't back up. And if water is running into that house, because sometimes we have houses where the grade is higher than the house itself, in your case, higher than the carport, then what you use is something called a curtain drain, which basically goes at the low point to collect water as it runs towards that carport, and then it fills up a pipe which is below grade. And then that is discharging somewhere else that's lower than where it started. So you're kind of managing that water around it. So those are two things I can think of that would help you reduce the volume of water. And if the concrete is in poor condition and you're going to tear it out and replace it anyway, that would give you the opportunity to, say, enlarge that sump pit or take any discharge lines that are going across the carport and run them through the concrete and out. But I'm afraid that's all we have for you. So good luck with that project, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, guys, when it comes to spring cleaning, one thing that often gets ignored is the shades, and that's because today's cellular or pleated shades are pretty delicate. So here's what you need to know to clean them without causing any damage.
Yeah, first of all, a good dusting with a vacuum cleaner is usually all that those pleated or cellular shades are going to need. It's easier to remove the shade and lay them fully extended on a clean bed sheet spread out on the floor or even on a table so you don't have to bend over. If you do leave them up, make sure you use your vacuum's extension wand. Either way, lower that suction on the vacuum if you can, because most vacuums have a port on the extension that can be opened up to reduce that suction at the brush end, because that's definitely a better way to keep those shades since they're so delicate.
You know, I always wondered what that port was for, because I couldn't imagine I would want to have less suction out of a vacuum, but now I see why. It makes sense.
Seriously. But it's interesting because it just kind of diverts some of the suction air out, so it's not really giving it the full power. Now, for a pleated shade, you want to use the soft dusting brush and go side to side along those honeycomb channels. For Roman shades with soft folds, you want to pop the upholstery tool on and clean from the top to the bottom, and then flip the shade over and repeat. I mean, it's definitely something that requires a little bit of work, but you don't have to do it every year. You know, do it every other year if it's a pain in the butt.
Now, to keep blinds working properly, you want to vacuum away any dust inside the open top head rail and then spot clean the stains by dabbing the smudges with a cloth dipped in mild soapy water. Rinse and blot, and you're good to go. So there you go, an easy spring cleaning project that you don't have to do all that often.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever tried to clean a window, but no matter what you do, it just doesn't seem to get any better and still looks cloudy? Well, that's what Gary from Illinois is dealing with. We're going to lend a hand coming up.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I love this weather, Leslie. I've got so many projects, almost too many to deal with. I'm breaking my own rules here. I've got a fence to build. I'm working on painting a kitchen. And we just picked up a greenhouse kit, which I thought was pretty cool from Costco. It's a beautiful wood building. And it's about 7 foot by 8 foot. It's pretty good size. But I just looked at the installation instructions, 104 pages.
Does it give you a time estimate? What does that equate to, like 30 days?
Well, they say two people, 2 days.
But one Tom, a day and a half.
Maybe one Tom, a day and a half. We'll see. That doesn't include the foundation. I've got to pour a slab for it first. So.
Okay, plus 2 days foundation work.
I'd like to get it done so we, you know, before the end of the spring is so we can get some stuff going here. And then it's going to be great in the fall because we can keep, you know, planting well into the fall because it'll be in a greenhouse. So it's something we always wanted, and I just saw it. It was on sale, and I'm like, why not? It looks pretty well built.
Yeah, wait till Sue makes it a she shed.
Oh, it's definitely a she shed. It's not going to be, never going to be a Tom shed. I will be the benefit of the veggies she grows, but it will definitely be a Sue shed.
All right, a Sue shed. I love that. All right, let's jump into some questions here. I've got one from Gary in Illinois who's working on painting his windows, and he says, I do have one window that seems to be cloudy. Is there any way I can fix that, or do I have to buy a new window? I'm assuming he hasn't painted all over the window, and he's just been cleaning it and, you know, no luck.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking he's got a thermal pane window here where the swiggle has failed.
Oh, it's my favorite.
The swiggle, right? That's the seal between the two panes of glass. With an insulated window, you have two panes of glass, and then you have a insulated gas that goes in between those panes, usually argon. Then you have this rubber gasket that seals it in called swiggle, and when it fails, that's when you get condensation inside the window that forms that kind of misty color, that grayish, depending on the temperature differential, that grayish color. Sometimes it will distribute mineral salts on the inside of the glass, and the thing is you can't really clean it no matter what. But the good news is, while it's unpleasant to look at that cloudy window, it's not costing you all that much in energy efficiency. Let's be realistic about this. It's just one window out of many. So if you can tolerate it, leave it. If you want to repair it, you got to replace it. There's no fix for this. So that panel has to come out. Depending on how old the window is, if it's a name brand like a Pella or an Anderson, you could probably go right to the company and order a new one to go in there. If you have to go to a custom window place, that's when it starts to get a little bit more expensive. So you've got options here, but it's not a crisis, and it's not going to get worse. When it happens, and that's the way it goes.
All right. Well, there you go, Gary. Good luck with that. Now, Jonah says, I'd love to improve my attic ventilation. I presently have a ridge vent in my attic roof, but no soffit vents. I also have gable vents on either end. Will an attic fan help?
No. And here's why. You don't really need an attic fan. You should try to avoid an attic fan if you can, because attic fans will not only pull air from the attic, but they'll rob air conditioning from your house because they find little gaps and ways to do that. What I would do, you said gable vents. I would close those off, and I would add soffit vents, because then when you have soffit vents and you have a ridge vent, they work together, drawing air into the soffit, running it under the roof sheathing and out at the ridge. And that cycle repeats 24/7, 365, and it's truly the best way to ventilate an attic space.
All right, Jonah, good luck with that project. Hope that all helps you out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you are enjoying today's program on this beautiful spring day. If you're taking on a project and you get stuck on that project, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You record your question. It'll come right to us, and we will answer you the next time we are in the studio. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
This report's sponsored by Kia. SUVs make up nearly 50% of all vehicles sold in the United States. But not all SUVs and crossovers offer the same capability, flexibility, and options. From passenger seating to available all-wheel drive and hybrid models, the most popular automotive category now offers more variety than ever. To find one that's best for you, ask yourself, what kind of vehicle do I want? How much space do I need? Whether you're looking for an off-road adventure or a highway companion, an SUV may be the perfect fit for your next vehicle. SUVs are an affordable option for many consumers, adding to the long list of reasons to consider one for your next vehicle. Not only are they spacious and offer more flexibility, they're also more fuel efficient than ever before. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
SUVs are prepared for a wide range of situations. With generous passenger accommodations and large cargo areas, they fit the needs of many new vehicle buyers. They come in various sizes, are versatile, dependable, and many come with all-wheel drive for the toughest conditions. If you're looking for something new in your driveway, an SUV might be the perfect choice.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
You're not going to be on the fence about this one. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
U.S. Army veteran Lino Rivas had no idea what to expect when he called the Veterans in Focus hotline shortly after his fence was destroyed. Once again, a grateful community found a way to help someone who served. Rivas said, "I'm at a loss for words because people came through." Rivas is whole again, or at least his fence is. 2 weeks ago, a hit-and-run driver crashed through his fence in the middle of the night. A contractor saw Rivas' story and reached out to help. Wally Hernandez of Armstrong Lumber then donated all the materials, and the community in Corpus Christi, Texas came through. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by First Alert, Trex Rain Escape, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring, everybody. Happy home improvement. If you are doing some projects around your house, congratulations. I know that's probably fun. It is for us. I'm sure it is for you. If it's not fun, maybe you got a problem that you need a solution for. And that's where we come in. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. We are here to help. You need some help planning a project, solving a problem, you got a decor dilemma, you just don't know where to start, or maybe you just need us to give you some tips to inspire you to get started on that project. Those are all the things that we love to do here on the Money Pit, so reach out and we will do our best to get you started. Coming up on today's show, buying green is all the rage, but did you know what actually makes a product truly green? There are a lot of factors and just as many false claims of greenness, so we're going to help you sort out what's truly green and what's not.
And if your child's room is space challenged, let's say, and you're thinking about making a change, we've got some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do.
And if you're ready for a kitchen or bath update but don't have a big budget for a major redo, we're going to share how to create a beautiful countertop or bathtub in just a weekend.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing that project yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time.
That's right. But your job is to reach out to us with your projects and questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. You can call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Colin on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm trying to figure out the best way, given that we kind of have an older house that's 70 years old, to determine how to level the concrete flooring. It seems like there's a certain amount of rise over a 10-foot, 8 or 10-foot run, I'd say in the ballpark of a quarter to a half inch anywhere in various spots of the basement. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to do any kind of leveling and how best to determine that, given that I'm going to be installing a vinyl planking with the underlayment already attached.
Okay. So first of all, keep in mind that your basement floor is not part of the home structure. You know, it's just there covering the dirt. It's not interconnected with the walls. It's really the last thing that's added to a basement. And because of that, sometimes, you know, they're not put in as well as, say, like a garage slab might be. So the fact that you've got some rise and fall in that basement, do you see cracking or deterioration, Colin, in this, or is it really just the uneven surface you're dealing with?
It's a slight cracking. I would say the worst of it is maybe, you know, an eighth to a sixteenth of an inch. I don't think so, and it's not getting worse. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You have the option of using a floor leveling compound on that, but I'm not so sure that you really need it because it doesn't seem like it's got very much of a differentiation. I would work with the flooring company you're buying this from. For example, if you're purchasing flooring at Lumber Liquidators, now called LL Flooring, they have experts in the store that can check the specs for the product that you are purchasing and determine how much differentiation over what distance it's rated for. And if it exceeds that, then you would want to use a floor leveling compound to try to even that out. Now, there are products that are designed to go on top of concrete. There are also concrete leveling products that you can use. You'll have some choices, but that would be the solution if it turns out, in fact, you do need to level it.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's kind of exactly what I was hoping for with this project because I am trying to do it all myself. So.
Well, congratulations. It's a great project to take on. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us. And let us know how you make out.
Will do. You have a great day.
Sharon in Tennessee is on the line and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you?
Just my husband and I. We're in a house that the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to, quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them. Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yes, yes, and yes. So they have been out for a long time, longer than you might think. I'd say probably 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the thing is, you know, you don't really have a need to replace your water heater near that often, so sometimes folks are still not familiar with them. However, the one complaint that I heard you mention was that it takes a long time for your water to get hot. That may not change, and here's why. Because the time it takes your water to get hot is more a function of the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're standing at waiting for the water to get
right
there. It just takes, so many minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the other side. Whether that's a tank water heater or a tankless water heater is not going to change that. It's still going to take mm-hmm. longer to get just the same amount of time to get there. All right.
Yeah.
So that's not going to change. What will change, though, is you will have an unlimited supply of hot water because tankless water heaters pretty much, when they're sized right, never, ever run out of hot water. And it's going to be a very efficient way for you to get hot water. I should have asked you this earlier, but are you on gas, natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then you're okay. If you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation because electric tankless water heaters are not efficient at all. But gas is perfect.
Good. Okay. Well, so I'm trying to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Now, there's also an option that that Rheem has right now where you can actually add a bypass valve at that farthest bathroom fixture from your water heater. And what that will do is it will recirculate warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you may not be waiting at all for hot water. So that's another option as well.
Ooh, okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. There's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, buying green products is really a smart thing to do, but did you ever wonder what makes that product truly green? You know, there are actually a lot of factors and just as many false claims of greenness. We're going to help you sort all of those out just ahead. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer your home improvement projects like a pro? Well, that's what we are here to help you do every single week right here on the Money Pit Podcast. So whether you're sprucing up your space for resale or maybe you're creating your dream home, this podcast is your ultimate guide to success. So make sure you subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, we like free stuff here on the Money Pit. We especially like giving you products for free, and we've got a great giveaway going out today to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their calls, with their questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. From First Alert, we've got the 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It features First Alert's precision detection advanced sensing technology, which reduces cooking nuisance alarms and provides early warning in the event of a home fire emergency. We're also including a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector and a First Alert home fire extinguisher, all designed to keep you guys safe. The total package is worth $215, going out to one caller drawn at random. So make that you. Call us right now. Reach out with your questions. 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Chad in Florida's on the line and needs some help sealing a home. What's going on?
Yeah, I am actually calling about the underside of a modular home. It has a crawl space, and wanting to see the best way to like seal it off to so rodents and animals cannot get underneath the home.
Okay. Is it wide open right now?
Well, it has some wood plant plaques for actually decor that go around the bottom, but there is a large amount of space for any animal to crawl through. So it's not really sealed off. It just has an aesthetic around the bottom that's just for appearance only.
All right. Well, obviously you're going to have to change all of that. And I guess you got some options. I think you want to consider also the durability and the weather resistance of whatever product you put down there. But one thing that comes to mind is PVC lattice. Now, that's not going to keep the small animals out, but it would keep the big ones out. I think that the PVC lattice is pretty attractive these days. Not inexpensive, but the spaces, the space between the lattice, what do you think, Leslie, about inch and a half at most?
It depends. There is that more petite lattice, and then there's that wider one that maybe is like a 3x3 square, but you can get both. I mean, there's, you shouldn't have a hard time finding either option at the home center, and it really does look pretty nice.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you create some sort of a frame structure so that it's well attached, because it doesn't have any strength in and of itself. So I would focus on the frame first, and then you can attach the lattice to it.
Yeah, makes sense. Put a frame out and then just attach the lattice to it.
Yeah, and I would use screws when I put it together, because this way you can take it apart in the event you have to get under there to do any maintenance, you know, fix a pipe leak or something of that nature.
Exactly. Well, that makes perfect sense, and it's kind of where I was leading. I was looking at some different manufacturers and companies that make, you know, different items, and but that's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, all right. Well, great minds think alike. Hope that helps you out, and good luck with that project.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Nancy in Georgia is dealing with some flooring squeaks. What is going on at your money pit?
I'm hoping you can tell me.
Okay.
Well, tell us where you're hearing them. What kind of floor? When does it happen?
The house is 48 years old, and I have pulled up the carpet that was in there, and I'd like to put hardwood. But there's a squeak right in the doorway. It's in the top floor of my two-story home.
Okay.
And I can't get to the flooring unless I tear out the ceiling of my dining room.
Yeah, you're thinking you have to deal with this from the bottom, and that's not the case. Now, when you took the carpet up, what are you looking at? Are you looking at plywood, like old plywood?
Subfloor. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, subfloor, right. So it's
probably
like
old. Solid subfloor. It's not like slats where you can see through.
No, it's like 8x4s maybe, or
right, that's
8x6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do here, and this is typical, what you need to do is you need to figure out where the floor joists are under that floor. And it's not that hard to do, because if you look at the floor itself, you're going to see a nailing pattern where the floor joists are running. They're probably going to be every 16 inches, and they're going to go from the back wall of your house towards the front wall. And what you want to do is screw where those nail heads are. You want to drive a drywall screw through the floor and tighten up the flooring, because what's happening is the flooring is loose in that area. And as you step on the floor and you get that squeak, squeaks happen for one of two reasons. It's either because the floorboards themselves, the plywood itself, is moving against the adjoining seam and squeaking, right? Or it could be that the plywood is pulling the nail in and out of the floor joist below, and that's squeaking. But when you screw the floor down as opposed to nailing it down, you tighten everything up. And it's a really good idea to do that before you carpet, because even though you found one now, chances are the minute you put that floor down, you'll find three more. So if you screw that floor down, all that subfloor down nice and tight using these long drywall screws, which you can drive in with the drill, you're going to find that floor is going to be a lot quieter in the long run.
Okay, I want to put hardwood over it. Can I put those under hardwood?
Sure. Yeah, they're going to be flush with the surface when you're done. What kind of hardwood? Are you going to use solid hardwood, or you want to use engineered, or what?
I want to use solid hardwood. I have hardwood in the hallway that it meets, and then I have tile in the bathroom.
Okay.
And so I have the spaces there for me to use the hardwood. And I'm in the South, so it's not as expensive here.
Yeah, you could use pre-finished hardwood, or you could use raw hardwood and finish it yourself. There's a lot of options in pre-finished today, though. It's beautiful. And the floor finishes are actually tougher than what you can apply on your own.
That's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking I'll have to pull the baseboards.
Yes, absolutely.
And leave some space, a little space between the wall and the flooring.
Yes, that's correct.
I laid the hall, okay.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, you got the right idea. Yeah, just make sure you screw that subfloor down with those long drywall screws or wood screws that you put in with a drill. Typically, they're going to have a Phillips, or they'll have a hex head, and you can just drill them right in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm familiar with us. That's fantastic.
All right.
I appreciate your help so much.
Well, green home improvement options seem to be multiplying lately, and it's not always clear how much you're actually helping the planet and yourself with the choices you make.
Yeah, that's true. And just as organic and healthy are finding their way into every corner of your supermarket, building products and fixtures can easily be greenwashed with their true value hidden behind big prices and even bigger claims. Now, if you're planning to purchase a home improvement related product and you want to ensure that it's environmentally friendly, there are a few things that you should be looking at beyond those advertising claims to determine if that product is truly green. So you want to start by considering the basics, those raw materials that go into that product and where they come from. You've got to remember that anything that has to be transported a long way brings other precious resources into that equation. Then you want to look at the adhesives, the coatings, the finishes, all of those things that are used to actually make that product viable, and whether or not that manufacturing process leads to release of some harmful substances. So you really do have to do your homework here.
Yeah, and next you even want to consider product packaging and the likelihood that it will release VOCs, those are volatile organic compounds, into your home environment during and after the installation. You know, a product's afterlife is also a factor in determining greenness. Just as there are benefits to selecting a product that's made from sustainable ingredients, you need to know that those ingredients can also be recycled, reclaimed, or repurposed when the product's time with you is over. Because bottom line, all good things come to an end, and when that happens, a green one is much preferred.
Heading out to West Virginia, we've got Mary on the line who was dealing with some bad weather, and now we've got some leaks. What's going on?
About 3 weeks ago, we had a really bad snow. The temperature went down to about 1 degree, which hasn't happened here in 13 years that we've been living here. What happened was we have a roundhouse, and we had a leak in the ceiling, which came down on the wall. The builder was called, and he came, and he said that the ice came under the shingles and caused the problem. And then we asked the insurance company, and he said the same thing. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm so glad you called your insurance company, because what's happened to you is called an ice dam, and it should be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. Ice dam storm damage is covered. So what happened is this. So you had the snow, right, and then it sort of collected towards the edge of your roof, and then what happens is it warms up, and so the roof higher up starts to melt, and that water runs down the roof, and then it hits that snow, which has kind of now become a dam, and it can't get through. It can't drain off the roof, so it backs up and comes under the shingles and then ends up in the ceiling and the walls, usually at the exterior of the house. That is a very common pattern for an ice dam. It's classic. The repair is going to require removal of your roof, or at least the roof around the perimeter. And this time, the contractor needs to install something called ice and water shield, which is an additional layer of material. It's about 3 feet wide, and it comes in long rolls. And it's designed specifically to protect the roof in that very important area at the overhang. That's where the dams are created. Now, is the insurance company going to pay a claim for this? How did you make out with them?
They are saying that it's only inside. He's not saying that the shingles have to be changed or removed.
Oh, so they're just trying to fix the leak inside? But it's going to happen all over again?
Yes.
That's not right. No.
What we're thinking also.
What I would do is I would contact a public adjuster. And a public adjuster is somebody that works for you, not the insurance company. And they basically will submit the claim to the insurance company for you. And trust me when I say they won't miss a speck of paint or a single roofing nail that's required to put that place back in order. And you might even end up getting a whole new roof out of it because they work on a commission, which is based on the claim that they pay. So it doesn't cost you anything, and you end up getting a better job as a result of it. So if the insurance company is kind of jerking you around like that, I would hire a public adjuster. It's completely within your right to do so, and that insurance company is going to be really sorry you did that, because it's going to cost them an awful lot more now, and the job's going to get done right.
Well, thank you for this information.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, where we know you could be outside working on projects. We're so glad you've got us with you, maybe tackling those projects together. We'd love to do that with you guys. Coming up, is your child's room space challenged? You know, they got too much stuff, or maybe they've outgrown the stuff that they have. Well, whatever it is, we've got some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as those kids do next.
Hey, Money Pit.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Making
good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to help you out with tips and tricks to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It'll be sent right to us, and we'll get back to you with an answer the next time we're in the studio. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Mike in Texas, you're next up on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had a question about my water heater. Number one, I try to drain it periodically, you know, and it takes forever to drain that thing. And I thought I'd heard a year or so ago on the show, there's a way that you can pour something through your water heater, it's electric, to help clean that stuff out. I've got really hard water where we live out here in West Texas, and it, I mean, extremely hard.
Right.
Just about 5 years old. And I've already twice now I've had replaced the lower heating, the element.
The coil, yeah.
Yeah, and I always replace both of them.
Do you have a water softener?
No.
Well, I mean, look, that's your first step right there.
Money-wise, this is not an option right at this time, yeah. So.
There's a couple of different kinds of water softeners. You know, the salt-based solutions where you have to keep filling with salt is one type, but there's also an electronic water softener. Which what it does is it's like it sort of electronically is a coil that wraps around your main water pipe, and it charges the hard water particles. And by charging them, it kind of think of them. It's not really magnetizing, but it's like when you have magnets and they're all the same polarity and they repel each other. So when it charges these particles, it forces them to not stick together. They bounce off each other, and because they don't stick together, they don't clump. So it's a less expensive way of getting a water softener. So that's an option. In terms of the water heater itself, you said it takes a long time to drain. When you do drain it, do you open up the pressure relief valve or do you just open the bottom up?
Well, I didn't at first, but, you know, then I said, well, I need to go ahead and release this valve.
Because you got to let air in is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
You got to let air in. That's going to speed it up. So
yeah.
Once the water gets past the height of the valve, and, of course, you got the power off and it's cooled down, I hope.
Yes.
And you open that pressure relief valve up, then the water will come out faster. But the problem with some of those valves is, once you open them, sometimes they don't completely shut, and you end up having to replace them. You know, the hard water material gets kind of jammed up in the mechanism. And I've had those where I've had to pop them open and close a few times to get them to kind of reseat properly. But I would say that, you know, the best thing for you to do is to try to, even if you have to save up for it, is use one of the even electronic water softener to try to get some of those particles to not stick together. And then, you know, just continue to empty the water heater out now and again to try to release some of the buildup, sediment buildup that's at the bottom. You know, it shouldn't really affect efficiency because that sediment's going to be at the bottom. When you have a gas water heater and the sediment's at the bottom, it actually acts like as an insulator because the heat's underneath it. But because your coils are embedded up higher in the water heater, it probably won't affect efficiency.
I switched over to electric. I'm on propane down here, and I had a gas heater, and I was just having more trouble.
I think you know what the solution is, and it's trying to get to the bottom of the hard water. And unfortunately, your appliances are going to continue to misbehave until that's taken care of. They just don't work well with all that sediment in the water.
Okay.
So I wish I had better news for you, Mike, but that's what you're up against. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, is your child's room space challenged? If you're tired of tripping over Legos or dealing with the lost puzzle pieces, we've got some easy decor tips that can help you design a room that can change as fast as they do. First, always plan spaces that can grow with your child, right? Makes sense. That includes everything from choosing a color palette that can serve as a long-term backdrop for their ever-changing tastes and interests, and buying better furniture pieces that can really stand up to the punishment that kids know how to dish out.
Next, you've got to think about smart storage. Now, storage has perhaps the biggest impact on the design of your kid's space because it not only gives you the room you need to hide all their things, but it also frees up that floor space for activity zones in your room's design. And storage kind of needs to be flexible for changing needs. Now, closets, they're always a great space for storage if they're organized. Now, talk to my teen son because I'll organize that closet and then I swear a week later it's back to just a complete mess. So think about refitting or expanding that closet with smart organizers and bi-level clothing rods. And finally, be on the lookout for opportunities to create two-for-one solutions, like a window seat, so that you can have a place to sit, but also a place to store stuff. So you got to think creatively here with kids' rooms.
For more tips, check out our post on how to create a kid's room that will grow with your child on MoneyPit.com.
Kirsten in Michigan's on the line with a leaky situation. What's going on?
We have been in our house for 15 years, colonial, and came home the other day, and my husband said that there were water spots, about four of them, on our family room ceiling. And just above that is the master bathroom where lots of showers take place.
Okay. Do you have a shower or a bathtub?
We have both.
Is it a standalone shower stall?
Yes.
It is. All right. And what's the shower pan made out of? Is it tile or is it fiberglass? Is it
fiberglass?
It's fiberglass. Okay. And what you're going to have to do here is to try to do a little bit more detective work, try to figure out where this is coming from. I mean, obviously, it's coming from somewhere in the bathroom, and I can tell you the culprits. The first is the shower pan, which we hope is okay, but I'll tell you how to test it, because if it's not okay, you have to rip out a good part of the shower stall to fix it. What you're going to want to do is take a washcloth or, you know, like one of those rubber pads that you use to open up jars that have like lids that are too tight.
Yeah.
Those things work good, too. You put it over the drain. And then you fill that shower pan up with 3 or 4 inches of water. I mean, as much as it can take without overfilling. And you let it sit there for a while. And pretty much as soon as you fill it up, I want you to go downstairs right away and look at the ceiling and see if you have any leaks. Because I've done this test and had it leak immediately. Because basically what you're doing is you're filling the shower pan up and you're making sure there's no fine cracks in that pan.
Okay.
Especially important if you have tile, by the way, because the water goes through the tile and then
we do have tile in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the shower pan. You don't have tile on the shower pan. But sometimes you see lead-lined shower pans where this goes through quickly. So we do that. If that's okay, the next thing you want to do is look carefully at the tile walls and make sure that the joints are caulked in the corners and also where the tile meets the shower pan itself, because those are the other areas that water tends to leak through. And lastly, examine the tile very carefully for gaps in the grout, because what can happen is it may not leak when you're just draining water straight through the shower pan, but when you step into the shower and the water starts hitting your body and bouncing off, getting all over the walls, that's when it leaks, because that water is now being sort of forced in against those tiles and it will get down behind it. It's going to be something in that sort of area that generally causes this if it's right under a bathroom. And now, do you notice that it's consistent with rainfall at all, by the way?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because if it was, I would tell you to look at the flashing where the plumbing vent comes through the roof, which is also going to be vertical at that spot. But I suspect it's probably something in that master bath. And I hope I gave you a few things to check for there that makes some sense.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Kirsten. And thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for taking us along with all your home improvement adventures. Give us a call so we can help out some more with all those home repairs or home improvement questions that you've got 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you own a blow dryer? Well, if you do, it's actually the only tool that you're going to need to create a beautiful new marble swirl countertop with the help from a kit just out from Deich Coatings. So stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle a home improvement project with confidence? Maybe not feel so wishy-washy about it? Well, whether you are planning a decor project or remodeling your kitchen or bath, which is always a fun big project to tackle, or maybe you're just fixing a leak or a squeak around your Money Pit, we are here to help you every single step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, Leslie, I know you're a great cook. Me, not so much. So I get those nuisance alarms from my smoke detectors now and again.
It's like, hey, your French toast is done.
Exactly. And that's one reason I'm really happy with the new First Alert 10-year battery 2-in-1 smoke and CO alarm, because it's got advanced sensing technology which reduces those cooking nuisance alarms. I think that's great. Because all kidding aside, people take the batteries out when that happens, and that's a really bad thing to do because they don't put them back, and then it's not there when you need it. So it's a great product. We're going to give it away to one lucky listener, to 1-888-MONEYPIT, along with a Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector. So you'll be alerted if your basement or crawl space starts to flood or your bathroom starts to leak, whatever, and a home fire extinguisher. So all three products going out to one listener, drawn at random. Value is $215. So if you'd like to win these products from First Alert, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your question, 888-666-3974.
Keith and George is on the line with a crawl space question. How can we help you?
I've got about a 40 or 50s built home, and my crawl space is probably 18 or 20 inches, really low.
Okay.
And listening to y'all's show, it says, you know, y'all said that, you know, you need to have some kind of a ceiling on the dirt under there. Just wondering, any suggestions on a product that I could use to seal something with a small crawl space I have?
Yeah, all you want to do, Keith, is just use polyethylene sheeting, same kind of sheeting you might use as a drop cloth, perhaps a little bit thicker, and roll that out and lay it across the crawl space floor. I always tell folks to make sure you kind of scan the floor first and make sure there's no debris or anything that's going to break through it. But lay that sheeting out across the whole crawl space floor. You can let it run up the walls a few inches just to get it in there nice and tight. And just having that sheeting on that dirt floor is going to stop a lot of the moisture that naturally will evaporate through that sand and soil up into the house and just make it a lot drier and nicer in that space. And it can also prevent mold and mildew from forming.
Okay. Thank you so much, because while I was trying to figure out, I said, well, if I just lay it, it's not going to seal it.
No, it does a pretty good job. You know, it just covers it up. It covers it up and stops the evaporation. You don't have to, it's not really that hard of a job to do. Just, you know, the hardest part is getting the plastic in there, cut the size, and, you know, just kind of get it laid in there nice. So, you know, it's if you start down one end and kind of work your way down, you should be good to go.
Okay.
Well, if you're ready for a kitchen or bath update, but you don't have the big budget for a major redo, there is a new countertop kit out from Deich Coatings that lets you create a beautiful and durable marble countertop in just a weekend. It's called Marble Dream, And I just finished using it on an old and worn-out laminate countertop. Leslie, I think this top must have been 30 years old, and now it looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the coolest features of this new kit is that it enables you to create a swirl effect right in the marble, and the only tool that you need is a blow dryer. Now, it relies on heat and air movement, all of the things you get with the hair dryer, and that produces a one-of-a-kind flowing marble look on your countertop, on tables, and truly, you can do this in just one weekend.
That's right. You control the entire look of your new marble surface by adding accent colors in specific areas. Then you use the blow dryer to gently move the colors across the surface to create a blended swirling effect. The ingredients and heat react with each other, and that creates a very authentic-looking marble coating.
Now, the finished top resists stains, it's heat-resistant, impact-resistant, and you can apply it directly to laminates, concrete, plywood, MDF, stone, pre-coated, and solid surfaces. And the final surface is kept food-safe and intact with a tough polyurethane clear coat. So truly, it's super durable and it's super gorgeous. And applying Marble Dream really is an easy DIY project. You don't need any skills or artistic talent required there to do it. It's a DIY project that takes just 2 days from start to finish. And I'm telling you, you will be super impressed with your finished product.
The Marble Dream Kit covers 40 square feet. It costs $169, and it comes in pristine white and Cosmos black. It also includes all tools needed for the project.
Well, except the hairdryer.
Ah, yes, but I'm sure you'll lend me yours. Get the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit with free shipping at DiceCoatings.com and online at Lowe's and Home Depot.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, learn the one thing that you should do after you buy a house, but before you move anything in. So we're going to tell you what that is after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mag and Good Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to be here with you guys on this beautiful weekend. We hope it's nice in your part of the country. And if you're in the midst of a home improvement project and you got a question, now is a great time to contact us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we've got Mike here from New York who writes in, we just repainted our kitchen cabinets. We used high-end Benjamin Moore primer and their advanced top coat. We just left a bag of open chips in the cupboard pantry overnight, and they taste like you would imagine the new paint would taste like. Surprised that there are not more posts out there on the Internet with the same problem. What should we do? Should we contact Benjamin Moore? I mean, you got to give those cabinets like a little bit of time to sort of off-gas and settle in, no?
I think his problem is he chose the wrong color. I mean, if he had selected Doritos flavor.
Ketchup flavor.
Ketchup or cinnamon, you know, nice brown, it would have tasted much better. No, only kidding. You're right, Leslie. It's the off-gassing. And listen, all products are going to off-gas. I mean, and usually it's not terribly offensive. I mean, think about new car smell, right? We all like that smell while we have a new car. But listen, carpet, upholstery, it all off-gasses. Pillows, everything off-gasses. So what you need to do is to leave those cabinet doors open overnight for, I'd say, maybe a week or so, and just to make sure we're moving a lot of air through that. If you put something in there and close the door, of course it's going to smell like that the next morning. It makes total sense. So let's put lots of ventilation in there that will help the off-gassing do what it's got to do, and it will get less over time. Usually, you know, it depends on temperature and weather, but, you know, usually a week or two and you don't really detect it any longer. So that's your next step, and that should solve it.
All right, now Heather wrote in saying, I have a concrete patio, but it holds water when it rains and then turns green in the middle. My husband seems to think that the builder did not put a barrier underneath it. How can we fix it or keep it clean?
No, you wouldn't put plastic underneath an outdoor patio. You would, however, slope it for drainage, but that didn't happen. So what I would do is I would add another layer on top of it using a product called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. It can go on to be about an inch thick, and you could basically put another layer on top of that patio and slope this new layer so that the water runs off. Once it's dried, you can paint it with like an epoxy paint, and it'll look fantastic and should not grow mold anymore. Well, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales, and if you're the owner of a home that's new or new to you, it's tempting to move in now and paint later. But painting before you move in is hands down the best bet. Leslie's got the reasons why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, listen, guys, I get it. After months of dreaming about your new house, it's finally yours, and you want nothing more than to move your things inside. But before you schedule those movers, consider these reasons to start with a few coats of paint instead. First of all, the simplest reason now. Interior painting is a whole lot easier when the space is empty and not cluttered with all your stuff. And painting first is also going to save time. Your painting project is going to take a lot longer if you've got to cover, uncover furniture, remove, rehang artwork. And it's also going to save you a lot of money. If you're working with a professional painting contractor, they're going to finish much faster in an empty space, and that's going to keep some dollars right in your pocket. Now, painting first also simplifies interior decorating. If you're designing a space from scratch, starting with a fresh coat of paint there is going to help you drive all those other decisions for that picture-perfect result. So you really can plan that space with that color and just get a beautiful project done. And finally, it just feels good. I mean, there's nothing like a new coat of paint to really make a home seem cleaner, fresher, more welcoming, more yours. I mean, it's all wonderful. Just make sure you use a top-quality 100% acrylic latex paint, and you are going to get a stain-resistant finish that's going to look new for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. You know, it's always the same. Partygoers pile on a deck, and then boom. Well, if you do a deck checkup before your first summer blowout, it's going to make you a lot safer. We'll walk you through a five-step DIY inspection on the next Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Campaigning in the Jersey Shore town of Wildwood on Saturday, former President Trump says even Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign, making victory over President Biden possible in all 50 states.
He's so bad, I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense.
A majority of polls show despite his legal battles, the former president leads the incumbent president by several points. Biden administration issued a report suggesting Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza might have violated international humanitarian law, but they didn't provide any specifics. The BBC's Tom Bateman has details.
It says, for example, it doesn't have enough information to assess categorically that there have been absolute violations in specific instances. And critically, it stops short of withholding weapon supplies to Israel on the basis of that assessment, because it says the Israeli government has come back to the administration with assurances that these things are investigated, that there is accountability, and this in itself won't affect U.S. weapon supply to Israel.
More heavy rain has started coming down in Brazil's already flooded Rio Grande do Sul state. Brazil's National Meteorology Institute says nearly 6 inches of rain could fall over the weekend, says there's also a high likelihood winds will intensify and water levels rise in the Patos Lagoon next to the state capital of Porto Alegre, along with the surrounding area. Authorities said on Friday at least 126 people died in the flood since they began last week. 141 more were missing. More than 400,000 people have been displaced from their homes. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The flooding forecast in Brazil gets worse.
More heavy rain is forecast for Brazil's already flooded Rio Grande do Sul state, where many of those remaining are poor people with limited ability to move to less dangerous areas. Nearly 6 inches of rain could fall over coming days, according to Brazil's National Meteorology Institute. It says there's also a high likelihood that winds will intensify and water levels rise in the Patos Lagoon next to the state capital and the surrounding area. Authorities say more than 120 people have died in the floods since the start, and nearly 150 more are missing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The UN Food Agency says more than 300 Afghans have died in flash flooding that also destroyed more than 1,000 homes in the northern province of Baghlan. The World Food Program is distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of one of the many floods that hit Afghanistan over the last few weeks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An Oklahoma death row inmate will not be executed.
District Judge Tim Mills wrote that psychologists found that 63-year-old inmate Wade Greeley Lay has no rational understanding of why he is to be put to death. Defense attorney Callie Heller called the ruling a relief, saying Lay is convinced that the execution is part of a government conspiracy to silence him. Heller said the state will seek a formal stay of execution. Lay was convicted of killing a Tulsa bank guard in 2004. A spokesperson for Attorney General Gitner Drummond did not comment. John Scott reporting.
With Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month, his attorneys have not been successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the trial of the president's son should begin June 3rd in Delaware. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest minutes of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm looking at, like, every screen, and there's so much going on today. First off, we got latest on the court cases. We also have there's some movement there on some of the cases not involved in New York City. And then we have some of the unrest that's taking place. I didn't really cover this yet today. And that is George Washington University embarrassed the country by letting that Palestinian garb hang over George Washington's face on the statue of GWU. They let it stay there for 2.5 weeks. I don't understand why. I don't understand why the D.C. police can turn down the management and the president of George Washington University when they said they need help. They said, we do not want to clear the encampments. We don't like the look. I never heard of that before, if that is indeed the case. The mayor met this morning of D.C., and now she's on Capitol Hill. We're going to bring you someone with how she explains how she lets all this unrest take place. But all hell's breaking loose in Washington anyway. So we'll get to some of that. Just real quick on the Georgia case, it looks like the Georgia case, remember the local one, Fulton County, they are revisiting and taking up the petition of the protests of the Trump camp who came out and said there's no way Fannie Willis should be on this case. The money that's been spent, that's not been accounted for, the way she acted with Nathan Wade, her boyfriend, giving him the prominent position, there's no way after the way she acted and she testified that she should be in control of this case against the former president of the United States. And guess what? They said, you're right, we're going to take another look at it. More delay. So that's important. We'll tell you what's happening. Now let's bring in a very important guest. Julia Steinberg is with us, and she is a student at Stanford Review. She wrote an article about the Stanford protesters collaborating with the Marxist-Leninist organization. We have not heard a lot about what's going on at Stanford. Julia, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Can you educate me? I've been so caught up with USC and UCLA and Santa Cruz. I have not heard much about how Stanford's handling this. What have you seen?
I think I'm very lucky to be at Stanford, obviously because it's a great school, but just because I don't think things have been as bad as they have been at other universities. And I think that's because Stanford maintains a sort of capitalist mindset. They're on the same day that the encampments were recently reestablished, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, came to speak. And the line for that was like 6 times bigger than the protest that day. I think politics at Stanford are opt in and not opt out. However, I think that Stanford on October 7th, we saw banners celebrating the horrific invasion of Israel. And since then, we had the sort of original sit-in as well. So I think there is a small but very vocal group of anti-Israel protesters on this campus. And like university administrators at so many other schools, the university is unwilling to exert really its authority and upkeeping its policies, which ban public camping.
Why is that? I mean, why would people have a proclivity in a state like yours, who are the elite of the elite, who have a great opportunity for education? Why do they not like the form of government they're in?
I think a lot of it is guilt. I think we see, and this is something I sort of am familiar with. I was raised in Los Angeles. I went to a private school, and I was very liberal, if not like leftist, for a lot of my sort of high school years. And I think a lot of that was guilt that I was in such a fantastic position to sort of go on and, you know, do anything I really wanted to do. And instead of being grateful for my family for working hard to get where I was, I felt that it was unfair that they had worked so hard because I felt so guilty for being born in a white upper class family. And I think these are not all, but many of the protesters have a similar background where they feel guilty about being byproducts of American excellence.
So interesting, because when they want to make a stand, why wouldn't it be with the Uyghurs, the Muslim Uyghurs in China, where they're kept really in concentration camps? Why were they not upset that the barrel bombs were dropping on innocent Syrians by the Russians in Syria? Why do they just take a stand against Israel? Obviously, traditionally, we've been their number one defender, and now all of a sudden we have people describing Palestinians as the people that we should be defending. And Hamas is the one that's the elected form of government. You write the PSL Bay Arena, Stanford Students for Justice, posted on April 27th, a Kifa-wearing woman tour the sit-in. You said the vibes are amazing today after welcoming to the People's University. So they're making all types of communist references.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre. There's actually a library that they set up, and I walked by. It's funny. There's like a little border that they've set up around the sit-in because, of course, you know, anarcho-communists, the first thing they do when they establish these sit-ins is put up a border and have security guards wearing yellow vests they got off of Amazon. But in this bookshelf is like, you know, it's all the sort of seminal Marxist-Leninist texts. I think that for a lot of people in the sit-in or who are part of the anti-Israel protests, a lot of it is motivated by just broader leftist politics. It doesn't matter that the government of Gaza, the elected government of Gaza, is like right-wing and Islamic. It doesn't matter that, for example, it's like the Queers for Palestine movement, I think, is the number one example of this. It doesn't matter that it's ideologically inconsistent because it's a rebellion against sort of the West, which they see as evil.
And do you see formal organizations like Marxist organizations on campus?
There's flyering outside of the sit-in a few days ago. And, you know, we have sort of all people of all sorts of political persuasions on campus in White Plaza, which I think is generally good. But there are people who are invited to the sit-in on this Instagram account from the Party of Socialism and Liberation, which is pro-China, pro-North Korea, even pro-Syria. And they were saying, come in, come in, come in. And walking past White Plaza for the past few days, you know, on my way to class on the western part of campus, it's interesting because I see a lot of people who are not Stanford students who are just sort of hanging around. And Stanford's an open campus. They have every right to do that. But, for example, last night we sort of found out that the viral picture of a man on Stanford's campus who was wearing a Hamas headband was not a Stanford student. He was just some random guy who showed up to campus.
Right. That picture is circulating everywhere. He looks like he's a Hamas soldier sitting in Stanford campus. Julia Steinberg, our guest. She is a Stanford student of Stanford Review, and wrote a column called Stanford Protesters Collaborate with the Marxist-Leninist Organization. That's really what the focus of this is. What do you want people to know about this, and what do you think we can do about this?
I think that the biggest thing people can do, especially students on college campuses, young people, is to not sit passively by while universities sort of cower to anti-Israel and even anti-American protesters. I think the biggest thing to do is make sure that you let administrators know, you let faculty at universities know that there are students or young people who are willing to stand up for American values and who are willing to fight against the sort of leftist invasion of college campuses. I think that a lot of young people I talk to, even some of my friends, are like, oh, the situation is hopeless. There's sort of no way to do this. But I think just by raising even attention, just documenting what you see, taking pictures of the sit-in, or even just taking pictures of, you know, the syllabi that they give you in class, I think that can go a long way of sort of exposing the institutional rot and changing things right for the better.
Julia, last question about the faculty. What percentage of the faculty in and out of political division, history, and others are leftists, are radical, and are looking to radicalize students, like we've seen so many join in on campus at the University of North Carolina. We see they refuse to do final grades because they don't like the breaking up of the encampment. I see it at NYU. I see it at the new school here. I see it in Columbia. How much of the UCLA, how much of the faculty agree with the leftist agenda, roughly?
I think it's definitely different in different departments. I study comparative literature, which maybe is my mistake because it's a pretty leftist department, though the professors I've taken classes with are either sort of classical liberals who believe in free speech or are more right-leaning. But I've heard so many stories of students, and I've also felt this myself, who even before October 7th felt afraid to sort of speak up in class and disagree because they thought they would be penalized. So I think that if you're going to be an engineering student, you're not going to have to worry about your problem set being sort of graded down because you didn't write Free Palestine at the top of it. But for a lot of students in the humanities, what we're taught is this critical theory, critical race theory, Frantz Fanon, who's sort of the author who I think most defines a lot of this movement, this sort of anti-colonial violence is okay, that sort of idea. I've read him in three classes.
Wow. All right. So what do you want to do long-term, Julia?
I plan on going into journalism.
Got it. And how close are you to graduating?
I'm a year and 5 weeks away.
All right. And you're doing the best thing. You got samples out there so people know how talented you are. And, of course, coming out of Stanford, when people understand that you're not indoctrinated, I think it'll really help. Julia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll get back to you. We'll find a lot of the breaking news. Also, I should add that we've held back weapon systems deliveries to Israel, but it has not stopped them moving on Rafah. We'll discuss that. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of $10 Gold Liberty coins from the late 1800s to early 1900s has been found. These gorgeous Gold Liberty coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available in any specific date. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a specific date Gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These historic dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That's anywhere from 117 to 144 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A random act of kindness that sparked a conversation and heartwarming memories makes today's Dean's List. It started with a post on social media where a woman named Hannah wanted to share an incredible gesture that left her in tears and might have even changed her life. She wrote, "After going through a long-term breakup, I found myself sitting in a hotel room sobbing with a friend for hours. And just when she thought the evening couldn't get any more emotional, a waiter approached her and gave her something special." She continued, "Before we left, the waiter told us to wait a moment and returned with a cake and had the words, 'Things will get better,' written on it. She took a picture of the cake with a message, which prompted likes, shares, and hundreds of comments of others talking about their experiences of kindness. So thank you, Hannah, for sharing your sweet story and reminding others that it doesn't cost anything to be kind, and it could change someone's life." Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
Delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks, some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jeff Daniels. The actor has starred in a couple small screen stories lately, from American Rust to the new Netflix series A Man in Full. He said it's an example of how he's always loved playing very different characters back to back.
I love that. And that was one of the reasons I took Charlie Croker, was to see, you know, it's the same thing like going from Dumb and Dumber to Atticus Finch on Broadway. I mean, there's this huge gap in between those two. And Charlie Croker to Del Harris in American Rust had that gap, and I want to be one of those actors that can play both of those ends of it believably.
Is there one role that you say you pull the most from?
I've always thought of myself as a free spirit, and then I did a movie called Fly Away Home, and it was about a guy named Bill Lishman in Canada who basically led some geese on a migration with his little plane. He had ideas flying out of his head. He had an imagination and a creativity that I thought I had until I met him.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's absurd, Brian, and it's just another example where President Joe Biden has failed to support our most precious ally, Israel. Congress passed supplemental funding and military aid to Israel, and it is outrageous and is not complying with congressional intent, the fact that the Biden administration is holding these back. This is as Israel is, you know, suffered its bloodiest day since the Holocaust with the terrorist attack on October 7th. They're fighting for their very existence. So House Republicans are pushing back, both in our oversight capacity, as well as conversations between the Speaker of the House and the President of the United States about how this is absolutely unacceptable.
And what Elise Stefanik told me today on Fox and Friends is that it's unbelievable that you would hold back weapon systems to a country at war, surrounded by enemies, Hezbollah, the Houthi rebels, Hamas, as well as the overwhelming number, the overwhelming of which are financed by Iran, as you know, 300 rockets sent their direction. So this is what they halted shipments on as of April. We have paused shipment of weapons last week of 1,800, 2,000-pound bombs, 1,700, 500-pound bombs, especially focused on the 2,000-pound bombs and the impact they could have on a dense urban setting, as they've seen in parts of Gaza. Listen, if you ask them how the Rafah campaign is going to be carried out, it's not with 2,000-pound bombs. What Trey Yinks told us yesterday, and when he went over again today, he's our great correspondent there, they would do that for Hezbollah. Hezbollah has been rocketing them regularly, including yesterday, and Israel just hit back today. So they need those bombs for that moment. It's just incredible. This administration half-asses everything. Ukraine. Yeah, we're going to defend Ukraine. Well, there's going to be an invasion. There's going to be an invasion. They have an invasion, and they quickly offer Zelensky a ride out. When Kyiv holds out, it becomes, okay, we'll get you weapons. What are you going to get us? Get us some planes. Get us some Patriots. No and no. We're just going to give you ammo. Okay. We end up getting Patriots. We end up giving them HIMARS. We ended up eventually getting them F-15s. We end up giving them Abrams tanks, all slow walking. Why? They don't want to be too provocative on the Russians. The Russians come in with a hammer, and we're trying to finesse our way to helping our ally. In comes Hamas with a hammer, massacres innocent people. We're trying to go easy on the retaliation. We don't want to alienate the whole world. Instead of saying it's Hamas's problem, not ours. They have 70% of the support of the Palestinian territories. The Palestinians, sadly, a lot of innocent people are dying, too many, but it's not the intention. And if you have a disagreement, you're supposed to keep it behind closed doors. That doesn't seem to happen. And that's what Elise Stefanik was referring to. Why would you slow walk them? They're the good guys in this situation. And the guy that does understand that is Senator Fetterman. He came out with Brett yesterday and just started talking about what's at stake here with Israel and why more people aren't sticking up for him and how these protests make no sense. Here it is, cut 16.
Does it bother you that some of the people funding some of these protests are also some of the president's biggest donors?
I don't really care who's funding it. It's the Jewish Voice for Peace and the other ones, they try to pretend that they're like some grassroots kind of thing, and it's not. You know, they're paid, and I have said this. I don't care if you're a protester, paid or not. You know, if you've got to protest anything, you should be protesting against Hamas and demanding that they take the ceasefire, or they can just send all these hostages back home. Then that's very clear. They've been showing up at my office in Philadelphia back in, I think, October, and it's not grassroots. It's just paid kinds of agitation.
Right, and people see behind it, but we need an investigation of it. For Ari Fleischer, he doesn't get it. It's very easy to back Israel. Forget those people protesting on college campuses. They're never going to vote for Republicans anyway, and they're probably not going to. They're probably going to have no choice but to vote for Joe Biden or maybe stay home. But at least you know if you're Joe Biden, you're doing the right thing. Let the chips fall where they may. And you know what? If you get people the weapons they need right now, this could end quickly, and maybe people could forget about it by November if you're Joe Biden. Listen to Ari Fleischer, cut 21.
You know, Ronald Reagan famously said, peace through strength. And Joe Biden is proving that weakness gets you the opposite. And that's what we see. Every time you push against Joe Biden, he yields. And remember, when Joe Biden says don't, by the way, when he said don't invade Ukraine, don't to Iran fire missiles at Israel, everybody does it anyway. So when Joe Biden gives a speech in which he mouths the right words about anti-Semitism, I'm glad he said that, does it really matter? Is he going to deter anybody's behavior?
No. Gary in Daytona. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Just two really quick comments and can't wait to hear if you can give your take on them. Number one, the Jewish students around the country, they have to find the best law firms. There's not a chance in the world. You have to sue the universities. They don't have any bonds or any insurance on violating civil rights. And just like Nicholas Sandman, it will get their attention, even if it takes 2 or 3 years. The other point I was going to make, that you can comment on, is everywhere these protesters go, they make it look like Eagle Pass, the trash, the garbage. The last thing I want to hear them ever complain about is the environment and what damage we're doing.
I hear you, especially with the when it comes to building the wall. Absolutely. See what's happening on the other side. And keep in mind, there are people that are going to be suing the university, like, for example, that Columbia janitor and the other one. This one, Mario Torres, came out and spoke about what happened. These guys were organized. They were focused. They tried to keep him against his will, thanks to the call, Gary. And because of that, he can't go back to campus. He says he's totally traumatized by it. So when we come back, I'm going to play that for Bill Hemmer, and we're going to get his take on that because, as you mentioned, they said these guys are totally out of control. A lot of them are not students. They said the way they painted the cameras, the way they took over the buildings, the way they knew where the vending machines were to block out the wall, and where the desks were able to be used, they cased the place. That's pretty clear. So let's just find out who's behind it. We know who benefits from it. You know who benefits from it? All our enemies over in the Middle East. You know who benefits from it? Russia and China. They can turn around to their people and say America pretends to be free, but they are not free. We know it's spin, but they don't. You listen to Brian Kilmeade Show. Back with Bill Hemmer in a moment. Don't move.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $25 and K through 12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're going to put politics on hold for a second. We are following what's going on. We do know a couple of things that are happening. First off, if you're just tuning in, it looks like the Fulton County Court is going to entertain kicking Fani Willis off the case. The Trump team said, we have to look at this. Why is she still on the case? Look at her ethics. Look at her values. Look at how the $1 million that are missing in her miscellaneous fund. And they said, okay, we'll revisit it. What does it mean? Delay. What does it mean in the documents case? Because they said there's so many petitions, so many motions. The Eileen Cannon, the judge, says, I need more time. We're not doing this in May. We're going to maybe look to do it in July, but right now we're in delay. And we know about the immunity case that the Supreme Court is seeing. They're going to take a look and find out what the president, if he is at all immune from any type of criminal activity and criminal charges. So we're following that story. Along with the mayor of New York City, has put $5,000 of his own money up to find out any information that could lead to information on who defiled the World War One memorial in the unrest at the Met Gala after the Met Gala on Monday night. With me right now, though, in studio, back with us for a different reason, Johan Hari, New York Times bestselling author. Remember Stolen Focus? Well, now he's got a brand new book out. It's something that I know you, if you're not using it personally, you've talked about it. It's called Magic Pill, The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. Johan, welcome.
Hey, Brian. Great to be back.
First off, I got a notice from you. You have lost weight. Is that what prompted the writing of this book? Did you use Ozempic?
Yeah, it was a mixture of things, really. The first time I learned about Ozempic, I remember just feeling so kind of torn because part of me thought, wow, this is going to be huge and there's going to be great health benefits to this, right? I'm older now than my grandfather ever got to be because he died of a heart attack when he was 44.
He wasn't in good shape?
No. And we know that obesity makes a huge array of problems much more likely. It's actually 200 diseases and complications are made more likely by being obese. And I learned that these drugs cause you to lose, on average, 15% of your body weight in a year. In fact, for the next in this group of drugs, which will be available soon, you lose 24% of your body weight in a year on average. And I knew, okay, so if there's a drug that really can hugely reduce or reverse obesity, that's going to have some obvious benefits. But I also thought, wait a minute. I've seen this story before, right? You'll remember about every 20 years, we're always told, you know, there's a new miracle diet drug that's been discovered.
Dexatrim.
Exactly. We could list them, right, from our lifetimes. It's going to save us all. They always discover it has some horrendous side effect. They have to pull it from the market, leaving a trail of broken people in its wake. So I wanted to understand, okay, what's going on here? What are these drugs? What will they mean for all of us? So I started taking them, and I went on this big journey all over the world.
But were you doing it because you wanted to write the book, or were you doing it for Johan to be healthier?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, and I went on this big journey all over the world, from Iceland to Minneapolis to Japan, to interview the leading experts, the biggest critics of the drugs, the biggest defenders of the drugs. And what I learned is kind of, it's complicated. There are really big benefits to these drugs to your health, and there are 12 really quite big risks associated with these drugs. And I think everyone out there, and also there's a lot of people need to be prepared for what will happen to you if you take these drugs that I go through in my book, Magic Pill. So I think we really need to take a beat to think carefully about the benefits, the risks, and the changes that are coming.
So let's, in the time we have, let's go through some of your extensive research. Number one, it's not just Ozempic. There are other drugs.
Exactly. Mounjaro, yeah.
Well, how many are there?
So there's lots.
How many
of them
did you look at?
I looked at all the ones that are currently available.
So Mounjaro is big.
Exactly.
Right?
And Mounjaro gives you 21% body weight loss. And it's fascinating to look at how these drugs work. So if you ate something now, Brian, they all work on a similar mechanism. If you ate something now, your pancreas would produce a hormone called GLP-1. And it's basically, we know, that's just your body's natural signal going, hey, Brian, you've had enough, stop eating, right? But natural GLP-1 only stays in your system for a few minutes and then it's washed away. What these drugs do is they inject you with an artificial copy of GLP-1 that, instead of being washed away in a few minutes, stay in your system for a whole week. So it has this really weird experience. I'll never forget the second day I was taking Ozempic. I woke up, I was lying in bed, and I thought, oh, I feel something really weird here. What's going on? And I couldn't locate what it was in my body, and then I realized I'd woken up and I wasn't hungry. I don't remember that ever happening to me before. I used to wake up and be so hungry. And I went to this diner that I used to go to every morning, and I ordered what I used to order, which was every day for breakfast, I'm slightly embarrassed to say, which was a huge brown roll with loads of chicken and loads of mayo in it. And I had like 3-4 mouthfuls and I was just full. You feel very full very fast, because they boost your GLP-1 levels so that you're basically starting at almost full. That's why I lost, 42 pounds in a year.
Is that what people describe when they get their stomach tied?
Exactly. I think you've gone to a really important thing, which is actually, if you want to understand the effects of these drugs, both the good and the bad, it helps to look at bariatric surgery, because up to now, it's been extremely hard to lose loads of weight and keep it off for the long term. Some people can do it just through willpower. If you can, do it that way, because then you don't get all these risks. But most people fail at that method. I had. So up to now, actually, the most reliable method has been bariatric surgery, things like stomach stapling. And if you look at bariatric surgery, we know a few things. Firstly, it's a horrible operation, right? But if you get through it, if you have this operation and these drugs are having a similar effect, we know that in the 7 years that follow, you are 56% less likely to die of a heart attack. You are 60% less likely to die of cancer. You are 92% less likely to die of diabetes-related causes. In fact, it's so good for your health, you're 40% less likely to die at all in those 7 years. So we know, sadly, obesity is catastrophic for your health. It's not the fault of people. We shouldn't stigmatize them. But it is catastrophic for your health. And if you can reverse it, it's a really good idea to do it. And these drugs do hugely reduce or reverse it, which is why when you take these drugs, you're 20% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. But you can also begin to see some of the drawbacks when you look at the evidence from bariatric surgery that we know are also playing out with these drugs. I'll give you an example. It seems kind of shocking and weird at first. After you have bariatric surgery, even though your health gets so much better, you're 4 times more likely to commit suicide and actually a lot more likely to become depressed. I was thinking, huh, that's really weird. What's going on there? And I noticed when I took the drugs, for the first 6 months, I was in this kind of weird thing. I was getting what I wanted. I was losing loads of weight. Actually, I didn't feel better. If anything, I felt a little bit kind of muted. I thought, this is weird. What's going on here? And I think I began to understand it. There's a debate that seems to be happening to lots of people. It's a debate about why. Some people think it's because the drugs primarily affect your brain. There's something going on in your brain. There probably is. But for me, I actually, and the bariatric surgery people, I think it was something much more basic. I had a real kind of realization about this. I was in Las Vegas. And I was spending a lot of time there because I'm writing a book about some crimes that have been happening there. And I was researching the murder of someone I knew and loved. So it was really, you can imagine, rough. And I felt bad. And I went to this branch of KFC that I've been to 1,000 times. And I ordered what I would have ordered a year before, right? A big bucket of fried chicken. And I had one of the drumsticks and I suddenly thought, oh, I can't eat this, right? Like, you can't comfort eat when you're on these drugs. You can't overeat. You would vomit if you tried to. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm just going to have to feel bad, right? One of the things that's going on with these drugs, along with many positive things, is they interrupt your eating patterns, right? You can't eat the way you did before. Obviously, it brings lots of benefits, but also what that can do is bring to the surface a lot of the kind of underlying psychological reasons why you
eat. Why you eat.
Exactly.
Because people get satisfaction from eating. They look something to look forward to. They enjoy eating. Maybe they don't love the fact that they're overweight, but that's something they enjoy doing.
I think
and now that's gone.
I think there's a few things. You're exactly right. One of them is just pleasure. Food is one of the great pleasures in life for most people, right? And, for example, there's a brilliant British food critic called Jay Rayner who talked about he started taking Ozempic. He would go to the best restaurants, and it would be like he just got nothing out of the food, right? That didn't actually happen to me, but a lot of people lose their pleasure in food. For me, I think it was something different. I realized ever since I was a kid, one of the ways I would calm myself down and kind of soothe my feelings was actually by overeating, by stuffing myself, right? And I couldn't do that anymore. So that's one of the 12 risks of the drugs that seem to be playing out that I write about in my book, Magic Pill, that I think we all need to be prepared for. Because, you know, this is blowing up.
Right.
47% of Americans want to take these drugs. We really need to be aware. There's a very strong case for the drugs. If you have a BMI higher than 35, I would recommend them. I think the benefits outweigh the risks at that point. Because really what you've got to be constantly comparing is two things. The risk of continuing to be obese, which is really significant.
Okay, that's a big one.
And the risk of the drugs. And there's no, like, magic calculator.
So what are the downsides? Number one, I hear it's hard to get muscle tone back. Number two, it also, you constantly feel a little sick, right? You feel a little, have a little nauseous.
So the,
is that true?
The first one is definitely right. For the second one, for nausea, so almost everyone feels nauseous at first. For me, it wasn't so bad. It was, if I just randomly one day felt that nauseous, I wouldn't have, like, gone to bed or not gone to work. But it's unpleasant. But for most people, that goes away pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. There are some people it doesn't, and they have to stop taking the drug. But the vast majority of people, like, I've been on it a year and 4 months now, and I don't get nauseous at all. So, but there's some risks that I'm much more worried about. So, I mean, there's a lot that I'm worried about. There's some serious scientists who are concerned that it significantly increases your risk of thyroid cancer. The risk remains rare, but that does seem to be happening. Pregnant women, I'm really worried about this. We know that if you give these drugs to rats, they're much more likely to have fetuses with birth deformities. There are currently no studies on giving this to women.
Is it true they Ozempic overcomes the pill, the birth control pill?
I've not heard any research on that, but there's some that we also should be worried about in terms of, think about eating disorders, right? So we already have a huge number of young girls, it is overwhelmingly young girls, who have terrible eating disorders who are trying to starve themselves. I am really worried about those girls getting hold of these drugs because you can just amputate your appetite, right? So in the worst case scenario, we could have a kind of opioid-like death toll of young girls who shouldn't be getting these drugs, right? Obviously, this is not what they're for. They're for overweight or obese people to come down to a healthy weight, not for people who are already thin to come down to
super thin. You're just assuming people get this is a prescription, isn't it?
So it's meant to be a prescription. This is one of the big problems.
But you can overcome the prescription by going to another country.
You don't have to go to another country. In practice, you are not eligible for these drugs. I can see looking at you, you should not be given them. But I guarantee you, your producer could line up now on Zoom an appointment for a doctor with you in half an hour and a doctor is meant to check your BMI on Zoom, but how much are they doing that? When I got these drugs in Vegas, I had already been using them in Britain. My BMI was too low to be given it. They didn't check. They didn't ask me. It's basically been given out to anyone. So we've got to tighten the rules around who gets it. But it's interesting because the book is called Magic Pill.
But you said I'm right about muscle tone.
Yeah.
So what if you're working out at the same time? You're just not going to get the same response when you take the pill?
So when you lose weight in any way, through dieting or these drugs or anything else, you lose a lot of muscle mass, which is the total amount of soft tissue in your body. It's really important because muscle mass is what makes it possible for you to move. And as you age, depressingly from the age of 30 onwards, you lose muscle mass every year, right? The danger here, particularly for people who are using these drugs who were not fat at the start, who were already thin, is that you're going to go into the aging process with already low levels of muscle mass. You're not going to have much to lose. The problem with that is that won't show up now, 5 years, 10 years down the line. But when you're old, you're much more at risk of having a condition called sarcopenia, which is a terrible condition where basically you can't really get out of a chair on your own. You can't walk up the stairs.
Wow.
So we could be setting up. This would mostly not be the case for overweight people, but for people who are taking it who are not overweight, there's a real risk we're setting in place a time bomb, and there's a few different time bombs we could be putting in place.
Right. Let me just hold that thought so we have some moment. I won't take up too much. I have one huge segment and one small. We'll have more with Johan Haar. He's got a brand new book out called Magic Pill. Certainly be a bestseller. He is a multiple bestseller. The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager helping fulfill the last wish of a patriotic boy in Oklahoma makes today's Dean's List. 17-year-old Cameron Blasek from Indiana was in the news after he refused to remove his American flag from the back of his truck in a high school parking lot. Once he gained attention for his unwavering support for Old Glory, he decided to have his entire truck painted in the American flag. Cameron received word about a boy named Jackson in Hollis, Oklahoma, who had been diagnosed with cancer, and according to his family, Jackson's last wish was to be transported to his final resting place in Cameron's American flag truck. After talking to the family, Cameron and his dad drove 16 hours from Indiana to Oklahoma to fulfill the wish. Cameron's mom says this was one of those favors you drop everything you thought was important and say yes without a second thought. To Jackson's family and Cameron's, God bless you all. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Federal health officials are expanding bird flu testing as outbreaks continue to pop up among cattle herds. Still, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying risk to the public remains low. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will require dairy cows to be tested for the virus before moving across state lines. This after the FDA found remnants of the virus in commercial milk samples. But the risk remains low because pasteurized milk has been heated to kill bacteria and viruses. Bird flu had been circulating among wild birds and domestic farm chickens when federal officials first detected the virus in dairy cows a few weeks ago. Since then, it has spread to herds in at least 9 states, and earlier this month, Texas authorities reported a farm worker tested positive after being exposed to an infected animal. The CDC says bird flu symptoms can include muscle aches, fever, and stomach pains. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Name of the book is The Magic is Magic Pill. Johann Hari in studio guest. We have a few more minutes. The extraordinary benefits and disturbing risks of the new weight loss drugs. You said you took Ozempic. You take an Ozempic?
Yeah.
You take shoot every day?
No, it's once a week.
Once a week. So at which time you said your appetite was curtailed, but you also mentioned some of the good part is you lose the weight. You no longer anyone who takes it is no longer obese. You lost 42 pounds. So people listening right now, if they read Magic Pill, Will they be more or less likely to do what you did?
I think what they'd have to do is go down the list of the risks of obesity that I talk about in the book and the 12 big risks of the drugs and figure out which of these are likely to apply to me. So different people have different... I think there's no, like, blanket one-size-fits-all policy. Generally, though, I would say if you have a BMI higher than 35, so you're severely obese, on balance, unless you have thyroid cancer in your family or you're trying to get pregnant, I would say you should probably take the drugs because the benefits will outweigh the risks. If your BMI is lower than 27, I would say don't take them because you're taking all the risks for no benefit, right? Or only an aesthetic benefit. But I do think we need to think about these drugs in a complicated and truthful way. We also need to understand how we even got here, Brian, right? You and I were talking about this off air, but obesity has exploded in our lifetimes, right? We're a similar age. Anyone who Googles a photo of a beach in this country in, say, 1979... it's kind of shocking, right? Everyone looks thin to us. You're like, where's everyone else? And we know why obesity blew up. It blows up everywhere where there's one change. It's where people move from mostly eating fresh whole foods they prepared on the day to mostly eating processed foods which are built out of factories, built out of chemicals in factories. It turns out that food affects us in a completely different way, which is what set us up for these drugs. So these foods undermine our ability to ever feel full. And what the drugs do is they give you back your feeling of being full, but at a risk, right? And there's an experiment that really helped me to understand this, done by a scientist here in New York called Professor Paul Kenning. He got a load of rats and he raised them in a cage. And all they had to eat was the kind of healthy whole foods that rats grew up with for thousands of years. And when that's all they had, they would eat when they were hungry and then they would just stop. They seemed to know naturally, oh, I've had enough now. So they never became fat. Then he introduced them to, like, the American diet, right? He got a load of Snickers bars and fried bacon and cheesecake, and he put it alongside the healthy food. And the rats went crazy for the healthy, for the cheesecake and the other food, right? They would literally dive into the cheesecake and eat their way out. And this kind of natural ability to know how to stop that they used to have disappeared. They all became really obese, right? And this is happening to us, right? The food environment we live in, if you're sitting there, you know, when I was fat, I felt like such a failure. And there was definitely an element of willpower that is real. But I also realize now, I was a totally typical product of our times. The food we eat is totally undermining our ability to ever feel full and to know when to stop. And what these drugs do is they give you back that feeling of being full.
How long are you nauseous for, and your digestive system, how long is it affected?
So for me, I was nauseous. So you inject once a week, and I was nauseous the next day for about 3 or 4 months. And it's quite unpleasant. I don't want to undersell that. And for some people, it's like horrifying and they have to stop. I also got constipation. Sorry, it's an unpleasant thing to mention on the radio. And I had that for maybe 3 or 4 months. But for most people, those common side effects go away.
What did it do for your self-esteem?
I felt much better. I've got
to
be honest. Right
now you feel better than a year ago?
Much, much better. People treat you differently. Now, it shouldn't be like that, but we've got to level with people. People treat you better. You feel better. Partly that's health, right? You feel healthier. You're not.
Right.
You don't get tired so much. But there's definitely the kind of self-esteem.
Why'd you say magic pill? Why magic?
I think there's three ways these drugs could be magic. The first is they could just solve the problem, right? And there are days it feels like that. My whole life, Brian, I've been addicted to junk food. Now I inject myself once a week in the leg. That's all gone away. It feels like magic. The second way is much more disturbing. It could be like a magic trick. It could be like a conjurer who shows you like a card trick while picking your pocket. It could be the risks outweigh the benefits. I don't rule that out. The third way it could be magic, I actually think is the most likely. Think about the stories of magic we grew up with, like Aladdin, right? You find the lamp, you get your wish, right, and the wish comes true, but never quite in the way you expected, right? I think it's most like that.
Johann, thank you.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provision.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's threat to withhold arms shipments from Israel reflects his overall misunderstanding of dealing with foreign allies and adversaries.
He doesn't know what our interests are. He doesn't know who our adversaries are, and he treats our adversaries like our friends. And so we have the biggest war in Europe since World War II and the biggest war in the Middle East in the last 60 years.
Senator Talent was interviewed last week by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, as anti-Israel protests continued against the war, Israel's military says it's moving into an area of devastated northern Gaza where it's asserted the Hamas militant group is regrouped after 7 months of fighting. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is now banned from entering nearly 20% of her state after two more tribes banished her this week over comments she made earlier this year about tribal leaders benefiting from drug cartels. Los Angeles County prosecutors say they suspect a crime was committed in the recording of a racist conversation that prompted the city council president to resign, but they declined to file charges. And Maryland Democrats go to the polls Tuesday to decide which Senate candidate is best positioned to beat Larry Hogan, the Republican former governor, who was very popular in that state. Leading contenders are David Trone, a third-term congressman, and a county executive. More at townhall.com.
As we all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
It is that time of year when New York and, well, quite frankly, the rest of the nation goes to the dogs. The 148th annual Westminster Dog Show, now underway.
More than 2,500 dogs from 210 breeds and varieties have registered to win Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. Two of last year's semifinalists are expected back, Trouble, an American Staffordshire Terrier, and Monty, a giant schnauzer who's currently the nation's top-ranked dog. Then there's Comet, a Shih Tzu who won the American Kennel Club National Championship, and Stash, the Sealyham Terrier who won the National Dog Show. Plus the Afghan Hound Zeta, fresh off a win at last month's World Dog Show. The top dog at Westminster will be awarded Tuesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new flag for the Gopher State.
Minnesota has unfurled a new state flag atop the Capitol. The flag and state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said reminded them of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The new symbols eliminate an old state seal that featured the image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature of the old flag. That's why there was pressure to change both. Jason Walker reporting.
A vast majority of older adults say they want to stay in their own homes, but the real estate market and inflation's made doing so less of a choice. Still, some baby boomers with enough money are making upgrades to keep their homes accessible. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, but heard around the country, around the world. By the way, this is really the fulcrum, the center of all the campus unrest that began in Uptown, went all the way downtown to NYU, and then further downtown is the President of the United States on trial still. With me in studio is Congressman Wesley Hunt. Bottom of the hour, we break down what's happening in court today and what's going to be happening on Monday with Michael Cohen. And we'll get to Congressman Hunt in just a second. We're following all the breaking news, too. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Well, first of all, it just proves that President Biden has the authority to close the border if he wants to. He wants an open border. That's why we can't trust him.
Senator Ron Johnson talking about why this bipartisan legislation that's going to be brought up again is not going to hunt. Suddenly, Dems see the light on the broken border and scramble to blame the GOP. That's impossible to imagine spin.
Number two.
Another interesting contradiction. You have all of this discussion of his signing the checks in the White House after the election to influence the election. And somehow retroactively, that was stealing the election.
Jonathan Turley breaking down what's been done so far, and he thinks the joke is the case is getting worse every day that goes by. Now we're in day 15. Stormy sails away, leaving baggage everywhere for the prosecution and damage the president's reputation. We review and preview what's happening today.
Number one.
But the idea that we would cut off military aid to an ally, our only true ally in the entire region, is absolutely preposterous.
Well, that's exactly what Joe Biden did. It's all heating up as Joe Biden sit down with CNN did not go well, and the Israeli shakedown is not going over well. From coast to coast, there is reverberations. Meanwhile, with CNN, 15 falsities in 17 minutes. We'll go over them, plus a major Trump rally set for Saturday in New Jersey. The former president, a major push for big bucks. Congressman Wesley Hunt in studio from the 38th District in Texas. He's on the Judiciary Committee, Small Business Committee, and co-chair of the Black Jewish Caucus. I did not know there was a Black Jewish Caucus.
Yes, sir, there is.
When did that start?
It started a while back ago, actually. Yes, it did. It's been around for a while. I have a pretty large Jewish community that's actually in my district. And so to be a part of this coalition, to basically share a lot of similarities that we have in our communities, is actually an honor to do it, especially in these trying times.
And how are they handling this? Is there a campus near your district?
There's not a campus near my district, but, I mean, we're seeing the anti-Semitism just across the country, generally speaking, and you really can't ignore it. And Brian, I went to Cornell for grad school, and a couple of months ago, I was one of the first members of Congress to send the president of some of these Ivy League schools a letter demanding them to fight against anti-Semitism. And so even though there may not be one in my district, these are still national issues that have to be tackled.
Well, you know what they're doing. They're still encampments there. I interviewed a sophomore student, Jewish, yeah. And she says it's blatant. People screaming things at her, baby killer. And at the same time, you got faculty teaching class amongst the encampments in front of the pup tents. Come on.
This is a cultural issue. So let's just take the tale of the tape and the tale of two cultures in Texas. You have the University of Texas, where there are encampments, and then there's Texas A&M, where there are none. So either we're going to take a stand and allow people to have free speech and allow people to be edgy while they're in college, but it stops when you start threatening the lives of students. And it's not okay for you to threaten the lives of Jewish students just because, quite frankly, Brian, because they have lighter skin. If these were Black students that were being threatened like this, all the faculty members and everyone that would be doing it would have been kicked out of these campuses yesterday. And as a Black man, what I want to see is parity for all races, no matter what you look like. So this is why I'm fighting very hard for my Jewish comrades, because at the end of the day, sir, we are all Americans first. And you don't get to treat people differently just because they're Jewish or because they're Black. That's all.
Yeah, I just don't understand how a couple of things. Number one, where this all came from. Totally caught me by surprise. If you said there was anti-Semitism in this country, I go, yeah, there might be some idiots out there who are ignorant, but a handful. Yes. And now it's everywhere. And it's not just – and then to have – do you know Congressman Bowman?
Yes.
He came out and said it's not overblown. There's no anti-Semitism in campus.
That's insane.
That's a lie.
Yes, it's a bold-faced lie. We're watching it play out in live and in living color. But I'll tell you something, Brian. I'm a combat veteran. Went to West Point, deployed to Iraq, flew 55 combat air missions in Baghdad, did two tours of duty in Saudi Arabia as a diplomatic liaison officer. What I know about that region is that Israel is our only true ally in that region. And Israel put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. And if someone attacked us like they were attacked on October the 7th, I actually wouldn't be sitting across from you right now, because I would have quit Congress, got trained up back in the Apache helicopter, and I'd be fighting for our freedom again. So for us to expect Israel to not do the exact same thing to those that did this to them and it'll allow them to not target Hamas is hypocritical.
How could we leave 8,000 members of Hamas in this one city and just leave them there? And I want you to hear what Admiral Kirby said. I mean, this guy's been in the military his entire career. He can't feel good about saying this. Cut three.
The president and his team have been clear for several weeks that we do not support a major ground operation in Rafah, where more than a million people are sheltering with nowhere safe to go. The president has said that publicly, and he has communicated that repeatedly and straightforwardly to Prime Minister Netanyahu. We have proposed alternative methods of defeating Hamas that do not involve a major ground operation in Rafah.
Thoughts?
So these are not serious people. And Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, but they can't. Israel wants to destroy Hamas, but they won't do it in a manner in which Hamas would do to Israel if they had that same kind of power. Actually, Israel is showing a lot of restraint by wanting to target the individuals that were doing this, that did this on October the 7th. They have the ability to turn Gaza into a parking lot if they wanted to, but they choose not to. So this is a tale of two cultures. We're trying our best to save innocent lives, but Brian, I'm here to tell you, brother, I've been to war. Sometimes innocent people are going to die. But the fact that they're trying to do this as systematically as possible and target those that want to harm them, we should allow them to do just that, arm them with the weapons to do that, and give them their autonomy to defend themselves in the future.
They set up a subterranean city.
Yes.
500 square miles.
Yes.
They have become weapons depots and basic condos.
Yes.
And they want Palestinians to die because it puts heat on the Israelis. Why can't the president explain that?
They are hiding behind hospitals. They are hiding behind ambulances. And I saw this in 2006 when I was in Iraq. I remember watching some insurgents hide in mosques and then aim and shoot at coalition forces. So they knew that Apaches couldn't shoot at them because they're sitting in a mosque. So then we had to actually use a different weapon system to target them because we didn't want to wipe out the mosque because we knew that there were innocent people in there and we didn't want to kill innocent women and children and those that did nothing wrong. So again, we're in a very similar position. We should allow them to target those people even in some precarious spots, even beneath hospitals, even beneath tunnels, even in ambulances to make sure that we get the bad guys out of the way so that they don't try to do this again as they have sworn to do to Israel in the future.
So President Trump had good instincts on this. He said, I don't want to, you know, let these guys figure it out. I guess he's mad at Netanyahu. But he said, I would say, Israel, get in there, get it done quickly.
Yes.
Whatever you do, do it quickly. But guess what happens? You have the administration say, take the weapons, we back you, but slow down.
You are, yes.
But slow down. And okay. Then after Iran tries to hit him with 300 rockets, you take the win. No, it's not take the win. Send the message back.
That's right.
Do you know what that neighborhood's like? Do you know what, do you have the humility to say, I don't know? Number one, the president has no military experience.
Zero.
Number two, he's never lived in a Middle Eastern country.
Right.
So you got to do the best you can to put the people in charge to make the decisions, give you the advice.
Correct.
Who's giving him advice? Jake Sullivan, Anthony Blinken? What do they know about the business of war?
Clearly nothing. And this is also the reason why President Trump needs to come back, because we need peace through strength. The strongest thing diplomatically that I've seen in that region was during President Trump's first term. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. That was a very strong move, right, to show the entire world, do not mess with Israel. And because of that, we weren't spending billions of dollars. We weren't having these kinds of conversations because we were respected. And so that kind of strength is what we need back, not just for us, but for the entire world. You are correct. Joe Biden and Blinken have absolutely no idea what's going on. This is feckless leadership, and the world is watching.
What's with Lloyd Austin? Do you talk to him one-on-one? He must respect your service. You probably can talk to him at a higher level than the average legislator. Have you ever had a conversation with him?
I am not. And actually, we're actually both West Point graduates on top of that. And I've not spoken with him one-on-one. I would like to.
Did you try?
Because I do have questions. We will reach out to his office here in the not-so-distant future, me and my buddy Corey Mills, actually.
So I'm wondering why he doesn't have more of a high profile. I mean, I'm used to the Secretary of Defense having press conferences. I'm used to the Secretary of Defense walking around talking to people and educating the American people about the business of running the Defense Department.
He's a West Point grad. I know what he was taught, and I know how he was trained. And the one thing you do, especially as a four-star general, and there aren't very many of them that's ever existed on this planet, is you lead from the front or you get out of the way. He has completely disappeared. Now, I know he had a bit of a health issue. And if you recall, Joe Biden had no idea that his Secretary of Defense had a health issue. So there is a true issue with the chain of command going on in this administration. There's a lack of awareness and a lack of coordination, which is actually unacceptable for a four-star general. And I would love to sit down and talk to him at some point in the not-so-distant future to ask him these questions.
Right. I mean, did you have to sell your soul and your conviction in order to get this job?
Sure. It sure looks like it, doesn't it, Brian? It reeks of it.
It does.
It reeks of it.
I mean, put it this way. Mattis walked away from Trump because he thought Trump was pulling out of Syria.
Correct.
He ended up not pulling all the troops out of Syria and ended up leaving there. But he said, okay, if you're not going to listen to me, I'm going to leave.
And the best thing about what he did was he didn't write a book. He didn't say anything. He is a soldier,
He
went away.
He did write a book. But prior to that, yes. Yeah, but again, he will not do any. He will not do. I text him. He will not do anything.
No, because he's a soldier.
Right. Same with McRaven's been kind of quiet, and so is McChrystal. McChrystal will not do anything either.
It's the right thing to do.
Right.
And you don't criticize the commander-in-chief once you've served under him. And if he does something that you don't like, the soldier's thing to do is to resign and keep your mouth shut.
All right. Congressman Wesley Hunt is here. He's got to get his first bill on the floor, right, next week?
Recruit and retain that.
And I'm going to be in Washington Monday, Tuesday for Law Enforcement Week.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing the show from there. I'll catch up to you again. How that all relates and ties together. We're following all the other breaking news as it relates to the president's trial right downtown. So glad you're here. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are 2 of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
He rose from poverty to be a world-class drummer performing with the likes of Lenny Kravitz and Earth, Wind & Fire, but he credits his mother's love and her faith that could move mountains. Story now in a new memoir.
It's so about this mother, her tenacious spirit, and how she poured these things into us against all odds, and how she had this indomitable joy. So I am the product of her.
His name is Zorro. Abandoned by his Irish father and raised with 6 other siblings by his single Mexican mother, Zorro had dreams of becoming a huge success. He rose to fame in the music circles, even hobnobbing with the Jackson 5. But he says God has been writing his story and paving a way out of no way. Now he's encouraging others with his autobiography, Maria's Scarf.
The greatest thing that I can leave this earth and the greatest way I can impact more people is to write a story of this miraculous power of what God is able to do, because people will find hope in that story.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates says the fight against polio is not over. He was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, commending the work done in Pakistan and Afghanistan to eliminate the disease, also thanking Saudi Arabia for a $500 million pledge to fight the illness over the next 5 years. That money will help close a $1.2 billion gap in what's needed to meet the nearly $5 billion budget for the Global Polio Eradication Initiative.
The world is very close to eradicating one of the most preventable threats humanity has ever faced,
But it's not done until we get to zero.
Gates urging leaders to remain steadfast in their fight against the disease. The World Health Organization says polio is a highly infectious disease caused by a virus. It invades the nervous system and can cause total paralysis in a matter of hours. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
A couple more minutes with Congressman Wesley Hunt. Next week is Law Enforcement Week, and you know, after Jonathan Dillard gets killed in my town, and I see the show of support and talk to so many of them, I feel like we're turned the corner on respect for the cops. It got so bad in 2020, Congressman, that I don't even know where law enforcement would go with people putting down their badges, retiring early. So your focus on this week and some hope around the corner. And what your bill has to do.
So my bill is a Recruit and Retain Act. It's a bipartisan bill that I got to work with Glenn Ivey on. It was actually a pleasure to work with him because this is actually an issue that Democrats and Republicans can agree on at this point.
Who's Glenn Ivey?
Glenn Ivey is a Democrat out of Virginia, and he's a fantastic man. And we got to work together on this. We're both on the House Judiciary Committee. And basically, we're trying to raise the numbers of people that we are trying to recruit back to our forces to make our society a safer place.
You're going to go make an effort to unretire people?
Not to unretire people, but to make it easier to recruit good people.
Okay.
And to allow local governments to empower them and to give them some funds to advocate more for pro-police type of messaging to get people back on board. Because what we've seen in the last few years is basically an assault on our first responders, an assault on our police officers. We've hamstrung them and made them to look evil. And the defund the police movement has been an existential threat to the safety of our country.
Reimagining police.
Is that a great term? To put it. And we watched the meltdown that happened here in New York, the meltdown that happened in Minneapolis and cities all over our country. The Summer of Love. And you watch the aftermath of that, and you're seeing where we're at right now, and even my wife has a hard time just, you know, concerned about going to put gas in her car. And I tell you what, when things go bad and when stuff hits the fan, the first thing that people are going to call is what? Law enforcement. And so one story that I want to say about this, too, it's the story that I hear from many families. And the best sound that a spouse can hear at the end of a day is the sound of Velcro. And do you know why? Because that means their spouse returned home and they're taking off their flak jacket and their bulletproof vest, and it means that they are safe. So these people are getting paid, as we talked about earlier, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year on the high end to risk their lives for us every single day, and we need more of them in our country.
So it's going to have money to local police.
Yes, it is.
So it's money.
Yes, it is.
All right. What about getting rid of consent decree?
Yeah, so consent decree basically disincentivizes people to want to serve because if a police officer makes a mistake or does one thing wrong
or perceived mistake,
perceived mistake, and hindsight's always 20/20, then they could be essentially face prison time for it. We're humans. We are not perfect. We are a highly policed society with over 350 million people here. And if you look at the incidences that we see in this country, thousands of them ranging from an all-out gang war to a cat in a tree, we do a very good job on policing our own. So we need to allow these people the autonomy to operate and work to keep themselves safe right. and to keep our citizens safe without them worrying about going to jail.
Now, one idea, just looking at you, how many years in the military?
8 years in the military, 4 years at West Point.
So when you got out of the military, I would, if I'm a cop and I want, I would be right in your face to try to get you to become a policeman.
Yeah.
So is there recruiting done for men and women getting out of the police force, getting out of the military to yes. maybe get them into law enforcement?
Yes, there is. And what we have to do is in the wokeness, we need to stop talking about pronouns and
you believe that is happening at the Pentagon?
It absolutely is happening. It is happening because if you think about it, there are a lot of concentric circles. If you look at somebody that wants to serve in the military and then also go into law enforcement post military, and so that's the people that you want, those warriors and the mentality of protecting others. And so that's actually a part of my bill too, is to go after those prior service military people with really good records that want to continue to serve this nation.
All right. For you, as a black man in Washington, a yeah. black Republican,
yes.
number one, have you felt proud
black Republican?
And
proud.
Have you gotten blowback in the community, the black community, for being a Republican, number one? And number two, do you feel as though it's still more difficult to drive or do things as a black man in America than it is for a white guy?
Absolutely not. Not today. Let me tell you a little bit about my district. So I am the congressman for a white majority district in a suburb of Texas, in Houston, Texas, that President Trump would have won by 25 points, and I won by 29 points. Again, a white majority, heavy red district. I ran against 9 people in my primary last year and there were 9 white guys, by the way, and beat them by 30 points. I am literally being judged not by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character today. My great-great-grandfather was born on a plantation. He has 3 great-great-grandkids. My brother, my sister, and I, all 3 of us went to West Point. All 3 of us served our nation, and I am a United States congressman in a white-majority district. That is called progress. I want to continue that progress. It wasn't this way 30, 40 years ago. My parents were involved in the Civil Rights Movement. My dad is alive and well. He is 74 years old, grew up in a segregated South outside of in New Orleans. And guess what? Here I stand before you today. That is right. the America that I know.
Also, it was the Democrats that wanted segregation and Jim Crow.
You are correct.
Thank you. People forget that.
You are correct.
Congressman, continue to write your great success story.
I will see you
next week.
Yes,
Congressman Wesley Hunt, Tom Dupree next to break down what's happening in the courts. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
God bless you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Everybody saw what happened today. I don't think we have to do any explaining. I'm not allowed to anyway, because this judge is corrupt. He's a corrupt judge. This judge, what he did and what his ruling was, is a disgrace. Everybody saw what happened today. He's a corrupt judge, and he's totally conflicted. And I got to get back on the campaign trail. I'm not supposed to be here. We are so innocent. There's never been anything like it. Read every single analyst, legal analyst. I'm innocent, and I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict. It's a disgrace to the city of New York, to the state of New York, and to the country.
President is fired up. Very similar remarks from yesterday and the day before. He does. He just feels like it's a waste of time. And this is a guy, not only personally, does he like to hate wasting time? He knows this is hurting his goal, which is to become the next president of the United States, and every day matters, and it bothers him. And plus, he's got to listen to all this crap going back and forth, and there's no substance to this case. And the Wall Street Journal just wrote a story today. This is the implosion of lawfare. Joining us now is Tom Dupree, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. Tom, I've been doing this show and doing Fox and Friends, so I did outside the president's remarks. I've not seen much that goes on today, but right now, Madeline Westerholt, who used to be right outside the Oval Office, she's saying good things yesterday, and that she was not on the meeting with Michael Cohen, which was on the schedule. Anything else of substance, of significance?
You know, I don't think so, Brian. I think what we're going to see today is a lot more of what I would call circumstantial evidence from the prosecution. You know, people who said, well, yeah, I saw Michael Cohen had a meeting with Trump, or, you know, maybe even I saw Michael Cohen go into the Oval Office for a meeting with Trump. But the prosecution's kind of dancing around a lot of this. I think they need in a hurry to start putting in direct evidence, if they have it, showing about what Trump himself knew and did, particularly vis-a-vis the treatment, the accounting treatment of these payments. That's what the case comes down to.
What have they proven so far?
Well, let's see. We've proven a lot about the nature of the tabloid business in New York. That was what Pecker talked about. We proved, I suppose, you know, that, or I don't know if proved is the right word, but at least we got evidence on the encounter between Stormy Daniels and Trump in the hotel room. But we haven't really gotten the proof of, again, what these charges hinge on, whether or not there was an unlawful accounting treatment of these payments. I mean, that's what the DA's got to prove in this case, and I think it's going to come down to what Michael Cohen has to say next week.
And that's why you think that he's Monday. Karen McDougal is nowhere. No more COOs, so no more CFOs, no more assistants Rana that was there forever, not this one, Madeline, that was there, or Hope Hicks that was there. So they feel, do you think it's indicative of what they think about the case, that Cohen's up on Monday? Do you think that was always the plan? Just your thoughts. I know we don't know for sure.
My thought is they put Cohen deliberately at the back end. They know that he's going to be a terrible witness. They know that the jury, at least a lot of the jurors, probably aren't going to trust a word out of his mouth. We've already heard from other witnesses, prosecution witnesses, who say they dislike Michael Cohen and don't trust him. They know he is very, very dangerous for him in that respect. And so I think from the prosecution's perspective, the way this trial has unfolded, they wanted to get in all of the evidence and build their case as best they could before they finally turned to Michael Cohen. But look, I think their case is going to, in large part, rise or fall on how Cohen performs next week.
You say that Cohen could hurt. Cohen has to help, or else the prosecution goes down in flames. So
yes.
At which time, how much rehearsal do you think they've done with him?
Oh, my gosh. I think they had to do a lot. I mean, look, I think the prosecution knows better than anyone that the fate of their prosecution rests on how Cohen does. And so I would expect that they would have rehearsed this with him. They would have practiced mock questions and answers with him. They would have done their best to try to get his story out in a coherent way. And they will do their best to inoculate him from what I'm sure is going to be an absolutely searing cross-examination from the Trump defense team.
So give us an idea of how this looks. So Cohen goes up there for roughly how many days do you think the prosecution wants to question him?
I would say at least a full day, possibly two full days is my best guess.
And then up comes the defense, right?
Correct.
How many days would you think that's going to be vital for defense? As much pressure on the defense as prosecution.
Yeah, I would say a kind of a similar sort of thing. At least one day, possibly two full days. I mean, look, the Stormy Daniels testimony went much longer than I would have anticipated. I mean, I can't imagine why the prosecution thought it was helpful to them to have her play such a central role at this trial, but they did. And I would imagine Cohen is going to take at least as much time as Stormy Daniels.
And then who's left? You got to feel that this is the anchor of the prosecution, right? For better or for worse, this is it. Does anyone follow Cohen?
My best guess is no. I mean, who would it be? You know, Karen McDougal's not coming, and I'm not quite sure of who else in the Trump orbit they think could help their case at this point. I think Cohen is going to be the finale and the culmination of the prosecution's case.
So then the defense goes 2 or 3 days, and then you have closing statements. How long can closing statements last?
Well, closing statements will last several hours. But before that, keep in mind, the defense can put on its case, right?
Oh, that's
in other
right.
words, the defense could call their own witnesses. You know, the big question is whether they're going to actually call former President Trump. My guess is no. But they would have the right to do that if they wanted to do that. And they would have the right to put on other witnesses. I'm not sure exactly who they would want. I think this case probably falls more in the category of the defense arguing the prosecution just simply failed to carry its burden of proof and close there. And that is a common strategy. Defendants will simply say, we don't really have much to put on in terms of our own case. We're not required to. The prosecution is the one that has the burden of proof. And then they would move quickly to closing arguments. But we'll see.
If there was a defense witness, in theory, if these people exist, What would you want for defense? What would that witness look like? What role would they have that would help the defense? Like, would it be Keith Schiller, who was by President Trump's side when he was businessman and host of The Apprentice? Would it be any of his family members? Could talk about what a wild card, just be nice about it, what a wild card Michael Cohen was, how he was a breaker rather than a fixer. I mean, would any of that help?
Yeah, it could. If they can get testimony like that, yeah, it could. In other words, what I would be thinking if I were in the defense's shoes is ways I could really rebut the prosecution's suggestion that it was Trump himself who made the decision to characterize these as legal expenses or what have you, to basically support the story that this was an instance of Cohen either just acting on his own, going rogue, or that the president, you know, kind of did what he did in order to protect the impact on his family rather than for political purposes. That's what I would look to bolster.
So, again, we had Stormy Daniels on the stand, and the thing you hope the jury would understand is the only thing that counts, Tom, is the way the payments, where the money was taken from, and how and what Trump knew about it, right?
Yes, yes. And that's, Brian, to me, that's what was so perplexing about why the prosecution went down that long road with Stormy Daniels. I mean, look, I get if their goal was to kind of, you know, dirty up Trump and kind of, you know, bring out all this salacious stuff. I get it. I don't think that's a legitimate reason for the prosecutors to do what they did. But that, to me, is really the only explanation for it. I mean, they went off on this just, you know, day-long detour about this encounter, alleged encounter in Tahoe and all of that, which has virtually no relevance to the charges that the jury is going to be asked to render a verdict on at the end of the day.
And defense clearly was like, listen, let me tell you, tell me a little about yourself. You speak to dead people, right? Yes. For a while you thought your house was possessed. Yes. And what did it turn out being? It ended up being a raccoon or a squirrel was in there. Okay, fine. So you're a medium in the meantime. Have you made money off Donald Trump? Oh, yeah. Whether you want to admit it or not, you had a tour out of this. You sold candles because of this. You had items out of this. You did interviews because of this. And then this phone call was entered into the fray. This is Stormy Daniels, then attorney Keith Davidson, 2018, talking to Michael Cohen. Cut 26.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he comes out and says, you know what, Stormy Daniels, she wanted this money more than you can ever imagine. I remember hearing her on the phone saying, you Keith Davidson, you better settle this story, because if he loses this election, and he's going to lose, if he loses this election, we lose all leverage. This case is worth zero.
So why was that important for the defense to hear?
Well, I think it was good for the defense to get all of that out, because it really just goes to the underlying motive of Stormy Daniels' kind of entire role in this case. And look, the prosecution is the one that chose to kind of play this card and to put her credibility and her integrity at issue in this case. And I thought the defense did an effective job in showing, number one, her motive, that she dislikes Donald Trump with a passion, that she wants to see him in jail. I think number two, they did an effective job of showing that throughout this entire sequence of events, more than a decade, she was motivated by financial incentives. She wanted to make money off of all of this. And I think the defense did a very good job of casting reasonable doubt in the minds of the jury going to her bias, her lack of credibility, and her motive. I thought that was kind of the strengths of what the defense did.
Tom Dupree, since I did pay my retainer, I'm going to try to get the most of it. First off, let's stop in Georgia. This week, a judge said, okay, the Trump team and all the other those people signed with the RICO Act in Georgia, we are going to revisit whether Fannie Willis should or should not be prosecuting this case. Where is that, and why would a judge look at a case and change his mind?
Let's see. So in Georgia, first, I think the important thing for people to understand is the reason why the Georgia case has now basically been put in, you know, suspended animation for, you know, months. There's not going to be a trial before the election. All of that is attributable to Fannie Willis's historic misjudgment in deciding to have an affair with one of her prosecutors. This is entirely attributable to that error on her part. I think what's going to go on here is the Court of Appeals is going to look at what the trial judge decided about whether Fannie Willis needed to be recused, whether you could cure the problem just by kicking off Nathan Wade, her ex-boyfriend. But that's going to take several months, at least, for the Court of Appeals to decide it. Maybe they'll decide a harsher sanction was warranted. Maybe they'll agree a lesser sanction was warranted. Maybe they'll agree the trial judge got it exactly right in doing what he's doing. But the bottom line is they are not going to be deciding this in the next month or two. This is going to be something that's going to happen in the fall.
Okay. And if it does happen in the fall, do you really think they'll have a case in the fall where the president's got to sit there with the campaign that close?
No way. No way. I cannot imagine a universe, right? On election day, Donald Trump is sitting in a courtroom in Georgia defending this case. That's not going to happen.
Why? Why wouldn't it happen? Fulton County is just, they're blatantly political. What would stop them from doing that?
Well, let's see. I mean, several things. First, I can't imagine that the judge, and look, the Georgia judge, I think, has been kind of playing things, you know, more or less down the middle. I mean, we haven't seen kind of the yep. series of insane rulings in Georgia that we've seen in other courts and cases. So I would imagine that the Georgia judge himself would not schedule a trial for around the election. If for some reason he did, I would imagine that the Court of Appeals would swoop in and put a stop to it.
All right. Well, on the documents case, Eileen Cannon says, I'm going to take a look at some of these issues, some of these challenges. I know you're May 20th is not going to work. And now where's this case?
That case, too, is in a state of suspended animation. I don't think we're going to have a trial in that case before the election either. Look, and here, too, I think, frankly, a lot of this goes back to decisions that the prosecutors made. Jack Smith made the decision to charge that Mar-a-Lago classified documents case in Florida rather than in Washington, D.C. I suspect he's regretting that decision. I think if he had charged it in Washington, D.C., it's likelier things would have moved along more quickly. Maybe there would have been a trial before the election, but that's not the road he chose to take. He brought this case in Florida. Judge Cannon is you know, not, I don't want to say she's putting on a slow boat, but she's not expediting the case. She's giving full consideration. She's having lawyers come in to argue these important, complicated issues. And the consequence of all of that is there, too. We're not going to see a trial in Florida before the election.
All right. And the January 6th case?
January 6th, that right now is in the hands of the United States Supreme Court. I think that the Supreme Court is going to recognize some scope of presidential immunity. And I also think they're going to send it back to the lower courts to make more fine-tuned decisions or determinations about what actions from former President Trump fall within the scope of immunity and which don't. There, too, it's a slow process. I think it is going to be hard. I don't want to say 0%, but I think increasingly unlikely, really to the vanishing point, that that trial happens before the election, too.
And as you know, the president had a civil trial at which time they found that he was falsifying business records and owned hundreds of million dollars worth of taxes. It's come to light that the judge on that case consulted with an attorney, and that attorney says, yes, I gave him advice on how much the president should be charged. This guy was a real estate attorney. He came forward. He's available for all interviews. Could that jeopardize this case? And that is Judge Ergeron, who I found really repulsive personally.
Well, I got to say, I mean, it's just like one thing after another in this case. I mean, the fact that their attorney is giving him, you know, advice out of court on how to decide it certainly raises concerns. I guess what I would say there, though, is we need to hear more and learn more about precisely where that conversation occurred, what, if anything, the judge did in response to it. I mean, look, attorneys give judges advice all the time, you know, and just the fact that some attorney made a comment to a judge wouldn't be sufficient in and of itself to blow up the verdict. The question is, what did the judge do in response to it? That's the question.
Right. We know $450 million, a bond of $170 million, and that's going to be kicked up to appeal. And hopefully justice will eventually be done there. Tom Dupree, great job. Next week, we're really going to need you. So please keep your phone on.
Absolutely. Will do, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And your Skype on. Thank you. When we come back, 1-866-408-7669. I see the calls up there. A couple lines still open. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I help.
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of $10 Gold Liberty coins from the late 1800s to early 1900s has been found. These gorgeous Gold Liberty coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available in any specific date. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a specific date Gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These historic dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That's anywhere from 117 to 144 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
History was made in Shenandoah County. Stonewall Jackson High School and Ashley Lee Elementary School will make a return. After the school board voted 5-1, a new precedent has been set in the United States.
And there you go. This school board over in Virginia has voted 5-1, as he mentioned, to put the names of these Confederate legends back on these schools. Quote, I ask that when you cast your vote, you remember that Stonewall Jackson and others fighting on the side of the Confederacy in this area were intent on protecting the land, the buildings, and the lives of those under attack. This is a woman, obviously, in favor of the change. Preservation is the focus of those wishing to restore the names. quote from Gene Kirby, "We are here tonight to go back in time to a time in history that was very cruel, where hatred and racism continued throughout the country and throughout the United States." Kirby went on to say, "Is this the type of agency that you want to put in Shenandoah County's public school buildings?" But the pushback was the go back in history. These were great Americans who were on the wrong side of history. Obviously, their views are not supported today, but they fought for a cause they thought was patriotic. They were just wrong. But for up until that point, they were considered to be elite Americans. So this is the debate going on right now. This is the first time I've ever seen this, a push back to Civil War names. Pretty incredible. That is something worth noting. This is causing a bit of an uproar around the country because they've changed military bases now. I mean, I'm supposed to be going to, like, Fort Bragg. It's not Fort Bragg. It's now Fort Liberty. And so Fort Liberty is where I'm going to be going in a couple of weeks. So all these forts, I think they're new forts. They're not. These bases have all been changed. So, again, taking down the statues, debating on Civil War generals, it's back on now. And Virginia, again, leading the charge where so much of America was forged.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.